You're listening to Fakeologist's Audio Chat. To connect to our always-on and always-streaming audio chat, go to fakeologist.com/radio3. To participate in the chat, go to fakeologist.com/audio chat. Each day, we compress and upload the day's chat, be it big or small. Leave a quick message, do a whole show. All are welcome when it's related to fakeology. Now, on with today's audio.
Hi, everybody. It is June 13th, 2016, year of our Lord, in the Queen's great country, Canada. I also am joined by my favorite salt miner from Geelong, Australia, Frank, an ounce of salt. Hello, Frank.
Ab, there's something coming back through.
Oh, damn it. I'm feeding back over here?
You're feeding back, yeah.
But I wasn't feeding back before?
Yeah, so what we just spoke about then comes back again through to me.
Oh, you know why? Are you listening to the live stream somewhere? Do you have a window?
Oh, yes, I am. Good point.
Point taken. Point counterpoint. Should we start off this session with a little bit of music? Well, that's ridiculous.
Okay, I've done it. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay.
My system's a little slow, but... The reason I want to start this off because I would like this to be the outstandingly long stream for the Orlando PSYOP, which could be the beginning of the PSYOPs for the season, or it could remain the biggest PSYOP of the season here. And what we're talking about, there's actually a pair, but there's one big one. Apparently there is a club that's considered a gay club in Orlando that was used not necessarily by gays this past night, but we're told that 50 or 100 or a combination thereof were killed or maimed by a lone Muslim gunman who hated gays, hated the sight of two men kissing, and decided to go on a rampage. Are you familiar with the story? Or, actually, you are, because we talked about it a little bit on yesterday's audio chat.
Yeah, I'm familiar with it, yeah. Familiar would be too strong a word.
Did that come through?
Yeah, I can hear you perfectly well.
Okay.
And Rollo said the audio, or typed that the audio is perfect.
Okay. Have you done any research today on it, Frank?
I've looked up Dallas Goldbug's site.
You've been looking at it for a while?
Just the last, probably this morning, really. Dallas Goldbug has a view that they're just drills that go live, and he has some telltales on it that he uses, and he identifies various characters that he thinks are Greenbergs and so on.
Okay. I'm just having a little trouble with my data and audio. I'm going to have to switch it over, I think. Just give me one second here, if you don't mind.
I don't mind.
All right, I'm back.
Yeah, Richard Benedict's going to join the stream, but he's not going to talk, so.
Okay.
He just wants to listen. Hi, Richard.
Well, Richard, you don't have to be in here to listen. All you go to is fakeologist.com/radio3, and then you can just listen. We do have a live stream here. Well, I want to open up this stream. I want to welcome everyone to the audio chat. I want anyone who can come join us and bring forth your best evidence, and let's talk about it. Let's just dump information into this audio as it comes through the line. And let's just open this up for as a dumping ground. It's informal. Anyone who comes up with something interesting, dump it in here. But the only requirement I have is we assume, like all media events that are worldwide, that this is a hoax. It's a HRDPAR, a hyper-realistic drill portrayed as real. And I don't want any Alex Jones material saying that it's a real event and the government's trying to kill us. And the government is setting up Muslims as patsies. This is not what we're here to entertain. We will not entertain such foolishness.
So the bits of information that I have are that you know it's a drill when you have multiple agencies respond. Because according to Dallas Goldberg, shootings are the jurisdiction of the police where they're located, and they don't need help from other organizations. So that's the first clue that what's going on now is a multi-jurisdictional drill.
Right. The only problem I have with that is the federal government in the United States is pushing fusion centers.
What's a
fusion center is a merging of federal resources with local resources, including state, because the idea is they want to share information. And they're saying that the FBI, the CIA, all the agencies, they were never cooperating properly. So criminals would fall through the cracks of red tape because information was not properly sharing.
And that may well be. So I mean, even though my comment has obviously found a bit of information that I wasn't aware of, so it's obviously...
Well, there's always plausible deniability to everything that we bring up. Everything we bring up can be somehow refuted and denied. There's always a good reason for everything. So the good reason is the FBI is there because they may have information to share with the local police.
Okay. Then the other part that he talks about is that with respect to triage, a fake staged event for news media to take photos of it. When an ambulance shows up to a shooting, they don't take the injured to the hospital. They don't treat people like it's a mass unit out on the battlefield. They transport the people to the hospital as quickly as they can. And they don't sit around in groups with the lights flashing and doing nothing. They're in the business to get to the scene and transport the injured. That's what it is. And if they don't do that, it's a drill. And the other aspect of it is some of the film clips, you know, why was the RT cameras there in the first place? And why were people being hand carried past the cameras for, you know, like some kind of duck parade?
Of course. Just like at the stabbing hoax at my child's high school. Yeah. Why was the national media there in 20 minutes?
Yeah.
How did they get there? And for what? What relevance is it to anyone on the other side of the country, let alone the planet? No relevance.
Yeah, that's right.
Why are there so many coincidences? Because if you and I are not fakeologists, then we are the most extreme coincidence theorists on the face. In other words, today is Pride Day. This is Pride Month. They've made the homosexual agenda pride all the way into a whole month here. It seems they get a day, they get an inch and they take a mile. They get a day and then all of a sudden it's the whole month.
But does that mean we can have time off with someone paying for us to not go to work?
Well, it just means we are going to be subjected to the propaganda for much longer because we were obviously not taking to it in the way that the powers that be wanted. We were not grabbing onto it the way they wanted to see it.
I don't think that's fair, Ab. I'm sure I specifically said not that there's anything wrong with that on your broadcast the other night.
Wait, can you say that again?
I'm sure that I specifically said not that there's anything wrong with that on my broadcast with you the other night.
I know you said there's nothing wrong with it, but I said there is something wrong with it.
And the other bit of information I thought was good was that apparently the archive of the police broadcast is removed during the time that the events take place.
The coincidences are legendary, they're epic, they're widespread, they're too numerous to count, and therefore we must discount the theory that coincidences are abound.
Yeah.
We must discount that, and we must instead describe it as organized.
Yeah. I think the evidence is... You never prove anything, but it's...
We don't have to prove anything. They have to prove their side.
That it really happened. That it really happened, that's right.
Yes, we don't have to prove. The burden of proof is not on us.
Yeah,
Now, I know in some countries the legal system is upside down where you have to prove your innocence, which is crazy to me. That's why I could never live in a country where the legal system is upside down. I think the British system, for all its faults, is probably better than the French system. Or
yeah.
So therefore, I don't have to prove that my theory is correct. I don't believe I do. I need proof.
And you can't. You can never prove a theory correct. That's the problem.
Right.
Well, it's not even a problem. It's just a reality. All you can do is, if you put forward a proposition, it's really valid until it's disproved.
All right. And I know that's been your mantra.
Well, it's not just my mantra. That is, I think that's been the logic for, well, I think it's been the logic forever, really. You know, and that's really how the court system that you enjoy, that's how it works. Someone has a theory that you committed a crime, and once it's disproved or it can't be confirmed to be true, then you're off the hook.
All right. If I go quiet now and then, this is the audio chat. This is not a fully blown show, but on the other hand, that's why I wanted it to be an audio chat, because I have a few business things to take care of at the same time. So I like a large group in here tonight, if you can publicize it far and wide.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'll keep telling the people that are chatting
in the chat.
Yeah.
I just want people to come in here and dump their evidence. Dump their, not so much evidence, their findings.
Oh, now, Dave is asking if he can use the little mic with Apple AirPods on TeamSpeak Talk.
Probably. Well, I don't know. According to TeamSpeak, he doesn't have a mic. That's why the mic has a slash through it. He does not have a mic. TeamSpeak does not recognize that thing.
Okay.
It's not official enough. So, Contrarius, Contrarius, you're a talk show host. How can you not have a mic?
Well, he does most things from his phone, his new phone.
Well, then put TeamSpeak on your phone. Go pay the $2 and get it.
There you are, Dave. Hopefully you heard that.
Well, he can hear, but he just can't talk.
Yeah. Yeah.
Get in the game, Dave. Get in the game. Get with the program.
Okay, so you're saying yes, he heard it. I'm conversing with via Facebook. Okay, so what other points do you want to raise? I mean, as I said, I'll be the abbot to your Costello. I mean, those... Oh, sorry, there is another piece of data. Maggie, who is a...
All right.
Is saying that her son worked in Orlando with one of the victims.
Maggie doesn't help us. Maggie is an anvil to this research.
Maggie's not saying it's real. So she was. I mean, it's really what that means is that fellow is an actor, doesn't it? He's working in an acting role in Orlando. So it's just interesting. It would be interesting to find out
possible.
If it's. It'd be interesting to find out if the fellow really has passed away, that's all.
Well, Frank, as you know, being a student of the Vixen Report on Clues Forum, there are at least 11 ways to simulate a death in a psychological operation. And if you go to fakeologist.com and go to the search box and type 11 ways to simulate Vixenhood, you will find the ways, and if I had a faster connection right now, I'd be able to pull it up, but right now I can't even do much. Can you hear Zach here?
I can't hear Zach.
I don't have a good enough connection right now to play him, because he keeps stuttering. But are you able to do a quick search?
Yeah, sure. You're talking about Zachary Hubbard?
No, go to fakeologist.com and pull up the 11 techniques to simulate Vic Sim Hood. Not maybe with those words, but I'm going to try it myself.
11 techniques. I'm going into the search bar app somewhere.
Yeah, there's a search box.
There is. Victimhood.
Well, I never use the word victimhood. I just made that up right now, but I can look it up myself.
So give me a search term.
Well, 11 and victim.
Okay, here
Pretty
we go.
Sure I used number 11.
11 types of 9/11 victims. Yes, I've got it.
Oh, man, you're fast. Oh, I found it too. Okay. Let's pull that up.
14 replies. That's been a big...
What do you got there?
In part one, Kay takes a walk through Fakeologist and reads a few of Ab's posts. Of particular interest is the post titled, Your Culture is Created, highlighting the recent coming out of Bruce Jenner as a female.
No, I found it here. I found it. Types of fake terror victims on 9/11 and all other psychological operations. Number one, complete fakes. Operation Northwood style total fictions. Number two, fake relatives of operatives. Made up aliases added to the family of spooks and insiders so that the spook relatives can play roles conducive to backing up the lie. And I contend that John Hinckley, Osama bin Laden, are two simulated relatives. They're not real people, but they come from real families.
Yeah, okay.
Number three, real people, spooks reassigned. Deep cover agents put on the list to neatly end their service or specific assignment with no trail or loose ends. So they're real people that were spooks.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of that.
So here's number four. Real people connected, reassigned. People connected to the network, wishing to start over, disappear for various reasons.
Yeah.
Number five. Real people in trouble, voluntarily reassigned. Real people who are at risk of prosecution, who escaped by joining the victims list. This is really important stuff. This is what needs to be on the mainstream media that never will. This is what you need to study, people. Real people in trouble, coerced, and reassigned. Real people offered a deal to avoid prosecution by aiding in the victim's fraud. Number seven, real people connected, terminally ill. Instead of just dying, why not be a hero, setting up your family to use it to further your favorite cause, political or otherwise? That's very good.
That's a good one.
Number eight, real people long dead. Like the fake identity creators, borrow the identity of someone long dead, resurrect them to die again as a victim, with or without cooperation of family members. Number nine, real people intentionally murdered beforehand, included on the list to cover it up. Interesting.
I personally would be dubious of that last one.
Yeah. Well, number 10, real people intentionally murdered and sacrificed during the event. I don't believe that.
Yeah, I'm okay.
I don't believe that. Hold on a sec. I just kicked out my power. I'm in bad shape today. I'm on. All right, number 11. Real people, accidental victims. Unintended collateral damage. So they were there walking around and boom. But that assumes that the drill was actually live, which I don't believe.
But if there are policemen walking around with guns and so on, presumably in the drill they don't use fake ammo, or do they?
I'm sure they do. At the very most, they would use a rubber bullet.
Okay.
Because accidents happen.
That's right. So that's what the sort of thing I thought you were talking about. So you think it's most likely that the police have got blanks or not live ammunition on the day.
Yes. I don't even think they go as far as do a lot of shooting myself. I think they're just pointing all day long.
Yeah.
Anyway, I thought that was very good. 11 types of 9/11 victims. Or
but I guess the other thing that I think is a tell, a very obvious tell, is that invariably the perpetrator gets killed by the actions of the law enforcement.
If he doesn't commit suicide by shooting himself in the head with a long,
long
shotgun twice,
yeah.
Like Kurt Cobain, that's a good one.
And the only time that hasn't occurred, as far as, well, the only time I can remember offhand is the Port Arthur massacre in Australia, where he ended up in a mental institution. So it's a bit like the Breivik thing.
Or all the boogeymen from the United States that go to Supermax in Colorado near the New World Order headquarters of North America.
All right.
Flomax, I think it's called.
And what's Flomax?
Well, we've spoken about it before, but Flomax is the super duper maximum security prison where all the biggest, baddest people go.
Okay.
And I assume it's just probably a real building with a lot of simulations walking around.
Where,
yeah. But they all go there. It's like a black hole of prisons.
Okay. Yeah, that's kind of interesting. I think the other thing that's interesting about all of this is the association with gun ownership as being the culprit, you know. So all we have to do is eliminate gun ownership. Whereas, in fact, perhaps the place where the least violence occurs is Switzerland, which in where every able-bodied man has a gun in his home.
Mm-hmm.
And every able-bodied man is part of the militia of Switzerland. And Switzerland has never been to war, as you know, but they have the entire citizenry trained as a kind of civil defense force.
Yes.
I'm sure many people listening to this will be aware of it, but there is no real association between gun ownership and violent death through guns. And in fact, I don't even think the US is anywhere near the highest level of gun deaths per capita in the world. I think it's about 200th on the list.
Wow. That's amazing. What's number one? Did you say Switzerland? No.
The country with the least amount of this stuff going on, as far as I'm aware, is Switzerland.
Okay.
Which has the, without doubt, the highest level of gun ownership. And I think the number of violent deaths, gun deaths per capita is in a country which has very low overall gun ownership. So quite an interesting outcome. So it makes me wonder what actually all the anti-gun ownership thing is about.
Well, I do think they would like to make the United States line up with the rest of the British Empire that they're part of, Canada, Australia, similar.
Yeah, because one of the, I think you talk about, who made the film Bowling for Columbine or Columbine for Bowling or something? What's that filmmaker's name?
Oh, Michael Moore?
Michael Moore. So Michael Moore pushes the case in that film, restricting gun ownership in the USA will be a good thing, although he does say to some extent that the level of gun ownership in Canada is nearly as high. But I don't think there's any evidence for the case at all that gun ownership has got anything to do with these, you know, with the crimes. You know, there are just too many examples where high levels of gun ownership result in low overall deaths from guns.
I agree, but it just seems to be a feature they would like to promote and make happen.
That's right. So what do you think is the reason for that?
I think that there's just maybe in the elite's mind, a thought that there might be a real threat if people did work together with their guns. It might be a huge demoralization idea where if they are able to, really circumvent or work this out of the Second Amendment, then they can do just about anything by reworking the whole Constitution. And as Adam Curry says on the No Agenda show, and by the way, he did a great, I'll get to this in a minute, but as he said, the president and all members of Congress and the Senate, I suppose, are sworn to uphold and defend the Constitution, not to keep people safe. That is their number one duty, and not one of them ever gets it right, especially Obama. They never get that right.
Yep. But at the same time, you don't speculate that there's a reason why the U.S. population is being disarmed. Is there a reason why the Australian population and the Canadian population were disarmed?
Well, I don't think they're disarmed totally, like you said, because there's still a rural component to all the countries, and they're not disarmed, I don't think, in the same way. Or they can legally obtain and maintain a gun.
That is absolutely correct, yeah.
Yeah.
I think that there's quite a large part of the Australian population that don't realize that they have quite liberal rights to gun ownership that are, you know, quite reasonable. But there's certainly, as far as I can see, and when I look at, you know, when I look at my Facebook and how people I know are responding, they are putting up essentially repastes of things that, you know, at what time are the Americans going to realize that their gun ownership laws are causing this?
I think, if anything, like I said, it's to demoralize the population by showing that they are able to do this. They're able to get away with it.
Right.
But I do think they perhaps consider it a bit of a threat.
Okay.
What do you think?
Oh, I'm struggling for an answer, really. I'm struggling to understand what it's about. I mean, if I had my druthers, I would prefer to live somewhere where citizenship behaves, or the citizens' rights, etc., are like Switzerland, where every able-bodied person or every able-bodied man participates in the defense of that country. So I think that leads to good citizenship and probably a very very strong defensive position. And secondly, the people of Switzerland have the right to what's called a plebiscite, where if a citizen has a particular view and is able to get sufficient number of signatories, a plebiscite is held on an issue. So let's say that a citizen decided that all the streets should be painted white. And provided he can get enough signatures, that has to be put to a vote.
I'd like to point out, I have a post that I'm trying to keep at the top. It's called, what's it called? It's called Orlando. No, hold on a sec. I'm going to wake up. I'm going to put these posts at the top of the blog and leave them there for a couple days because this is going to be such one. Yeah, deadliest ever shooting PSYOP. Let me just make that a sticky, as we say. And I'm adding to the post all the time. I'm just putting YouTube videos mainly underneath it as the post will grow. And one guy I really like is How I See the World, How I See the World. It's a guy with one eye, allegedly.
Are you dubious that he only has one eye?
Yeah, just give me one sec, Frank.
Cool.
All right. How I See the World. That's what I wanted to talk about.
With the one-eyed man. In the land of the blind, the one-eyed man is king.
Yeah, I knew you were going to say that. It's a good one.
I worked with a fellow who absolutely hated every time I said that. It just used to drive him nuts.
I'm sure it would get tiring after a while. Here we go. Let's see. He's done about 8 videos or so far.
And his viewpoint is?
Fake, fake, fake.
Well, this particular one does seem to be kind of unremittingly fake, doesn't it?
Well, I only look at it through these YouTube videos. Call it confirmation bias. I'm not actually going to the mainstream media to watch this. I just won't do it.
But even that, if you do that, you still get this, because obviously television, mainstream television, well, I suppose all things, but mainstream television in particular is an entertainment medium.
Yeah.
It's there entirely for entertainment. Everything that they do is to get people to watch advertisements for products.
Yes.
And the RT pictures that I saw of 2 or 3 people carrying victims with tourniquets around their legs past the cameras.
Yes. Well,
that's implausible, to say the least. That's clearly a made-for-television behavior.
Yes, and we've seen it many times. Boston bombing in particular was the biggest one, where they're dragging around people with missing limbs and whatnot.
Yeah. So my, I guess the problem for me is I don't have a lot to contribute on this because it's too obviously ridiculous.
Well, yes, you do have a lot to contribute, because if you do look at the alternative channels that we are somewhat happy with, then I just want people to come here and point out some of their favorite lowlights from the people that are looking at it with our eyes. Let's put it that way.
Okay.
So you'll find stuff in your travels. I think you're interested enough, probably. You looked at Dallas Goldbug. That's someone you favor.
I just think he's great. I just think the logic of what he's got, that it's, the basis of the acting. And I like the fact that he names particular people as participants and, gives you something to think about. And, one day if you can confirm those things, kind of slows them down a bit in their tracks, if it's true.
Well, anyone who's listened to these podcasts knows what my opinion is on the gold bug, but he has some material that I look at favorably, but it doesn't include ears. But like you said, he has a few points that are pretty good. And I did post one or two of his interviews, so maybe we'll have him on here. If you want to contact him, you can come on yourself if you want at the same time. That would be fine. And we can chat.
That's a great idea. I'll see if I can get it to happen.
Because you might be more of a go-between.
Right.
You might be able to bridge the chasm.
A bridge over troubled waters.
Yeah. Yeah. So I actually had a new member who actually read the instructions sign up to fakeologist.com. And his name is B. Obliquus. B. Obliquus. B. Obliquus. That's not his real name.
Get out, isn't it?
But it's a good one. I think it's got a little Latin in it. B. Obliquus.
I'm sure it's not going to be someone named Marcus.
I'm not sure. It's one of Marcus's sock puppets. Sock puppets. Bonus Obliquus. It says Bonus Obliquus. But I think I've seen this character around with another name. He did give another pseudonym he doesn't want disclosed, so I will oblige him. But he did a nice introduction.
So he's going to join the chat now?
No, I'm just introducing him on the forums. I have a section in the forums called member, what's it called? Fakeologist members. So I just added him for June. We don't get many people that actually make it through the membership because they don't get their email that I send them to just do a quick handshake. So either they don't read their email or they just set up an email box just for this site and never look at it.
All right, that's interesting.
But, of course, the best members on fakeologist.com are the ones that come on the audio chat and I hear their voices. I'm quite sure you're not faking it right now.
What do you mean by faking it?
Just faking your persona on Fakeologist. Because you add the third dimension, which is your voice. Which is fantastic.
Okay.
I don't think they have the technology for you to fake your voice and answer questions as quickly as you do.
Okay.
If they do, we're doomed.
We're all doomed.
The simulation has gone too far.
Well, I think that's really, it's interesting though. I think that's really what, all the electronic stuff seems to be about. It seems to be trying to capture what real human interactions are like. You know, almost like they're trying to improve the simulation.
So one thing the Orlando PSYOP has brought up, it's brought every person I follow is talking about this Orlando thing. If nothing else, it has woken up the awakened. So they've been doubly awakened.
All right. So that surprised me. I would have thought they would be bored.
Well, actually, PK, another Australian who has never been on this broadcast, he said he was bored. He went to bed bored on Sunday night.
Yeah. I think that would be the reaction and would be that I would most expect from.
No, but he was bored before he heard about this. Now he's woken up. He's come alive.
Oh, right.
Yeah, this is Christmas to him.
By the way, I think I should say I'm very dubious about PK.
Yes, I know. Well, who's put that into your mind? Postal Service has pounced on him. But Postal Service has pounced on a lot of people, including Simon Shack.
Well, I'm dubious of Simon Shack as well. I think, but mostly because, you know, he's not as if he's been very nice to me over the years, is it?
He's caustic.
You are so gentle, Ab.
Here.
And gentleness is a good thing, I'm sure.
Did that come through?
Which? No, there's no sound. There's no. Are you playing something?
Yeah, it didn't come through.
No, it's not coming through.
Oh, hold on.
You need to get your favorite disc jockey to do this technical bit for you.
No, I don't. Hold on a sec. That's not right. It should come through. Hold on a sec.
Roller's around. He can give you all the good oil. All the midnight oil.
That's not coming through, eh?
Nothing's coming through. I can't hear it anyway. Maybe it might be coming through on the... On the TeamSpeak. Oh, sorry, on the... What's it called? The other thing. Your Livestream 3.
Yeah.
I'll ask in the chat if they're hearing it on the live stream.
Oh, you know what? I'm probably doing something wrong. It's been a while since I used the... here we go. Hold on.
No, Rollo says there's no... No audio. He's offering to drive the sound if you wish.
No, hold on a sec. I'll get it.
Now, one thing I definitely like about this system is that you can have this multimedia. You know, you can have more than one way of communicating. You've got this Chatango and you've got Facebook all rolling at the same time.
sec. Settings options. I'll be okay. Give me a minute. I'm out of practice.
2212?
Yep, got that.
Okay, now you're going to hear it. Watch.
Caustic.
Did that come through?
Yeah, caustic. The word caustic came through.
Caustic is sarcastic in a scathing and bitter way. Synonyms. Sarcastic, cutting, biting, mordant, sharp, bitter, scathing, derisive, sardonic, iconic, ironic, scornful, trenchant, acerbic, abrasive, vitriolic, acidulous.
Acidulous.
Oh, I like acidulous.
I've never heard of that. I've
acidulous.
Only heard of
acidulous. Acidulous.
So it's interesting.
Acidulous.
That's implying a kind of acid thing.
Sharp tasting or sour.
Which is the opposite of caustic.
Bitter or cutting. You acidulous fool.
Yeah.
Very good.
Well, yeah, and so... So what's PK saying then?
Well, PK never says anything that I really disagree with, so I'm not quite sure what the problem is. He was an actor was an extra. So I'm not really sure what the big issue everyone has with him. So I'm at a loss to those that think he's not being genuine. Actually, you know what? On fakeologist.com, I did post something from the Clues forum that I would like to read out because I thought it was pretty good.
Permission granted.
Yeah, as I've told you, I don't have any of my own original thoughts, but I do like to collate a lot of the best thoughts. And are you familiar with the term straw man?
I'm familiar with the term straw man.
What is it to your understanding?
It's a, if you like, let's say in the flat earth debate, it'll be setting up a very specific map of how the earth might be flat and then proving that map to be wrong.
Right. Okay, I agree. So here we go. And I'm curious, do people think that maybe PK, the only danger PK might pose is maybe he is creating straw men that can easily be shot down by anyone that refer to his site. So here we go. But before that, let me caution newbies and lurkers not to quickly latch on to the deliberate straw men that are placed in these stories. It's also predictable that I thought it appropriate to just lay it out for those who came here, and just maybe I can save someone from the aggravation involved. Note, I'm going to create a separate thread later on disinformation campaigns later, but my work on that was disrupted by this event, the Orlando event. Don't worry, the usual shills will dutifully be ready to focus on the straw men, conflicting accounts, multiple shooters, etc., and promptly declare this a false flag. Then their counterparts, colleagues, will begin to comment with name-calling and inflamed bickering. Then Snopes and company will come along and debunk the conspiracy theory on Orlando Terror by merely tearing down their propped-up straw men and ignoring the real flaws in the story and imagery so that people can resume their normal programming and disregard the crazy conspiracy crowd. YouTube will push all that nonsense to suggested viewing and curious but sadly uninformed and unsuspecting persons who decide to research the event will be led into a maze of disinformation and madness, e.g. Alex Jones. Such a person will either be safely herded into a camp of scared, thus paralyzed with fear, and harmless people, or turned off and away by flat earth, aliens, lizard people, Mandela effect, psyops, etc. Well, you didn't put Dallas Goldbug in there.
Oh, I think that would be mean, but yeah. Okay.
So that is the purpose of a straw man. So all the people that we follow, we have to be wary that they insert straw men into their videos. And I don't think, I haven't seen evidence that PK has done such.
Okay.
So this is going to be a big one until the next one. If you think there is a next one for the summer, or is this the summer event that will allow people to go on their vacations, their cottages, their lakes, and stew and chew on this one for 60 to 90 days.
So presumably this is going to lead to some gun action like the way it occurred in Australia?
Well, I don't think the United States federal government has the people on their side at the moment. I think this is just another layer to get the majority to demand a solution to their created problem, the Hegelian dialectic.
So how far away is it before that happens?
Well, what did Obama say today?
I don't know.
Let's see if there's anything current. 5 hours ago, what's he yapping about?
I just had the opportunity to get the latest briefing from...
Why does the most powerful puppet in the world not have a microphone on his lapel when he's speaking in the bloody Oval Office? This is a YouTube. President Obama speaks in on the shooting in Orlando, sitting beside top Jesuit Joseph Biden.
He's
yelling into a microphone 16 feet away. Pardon?
Obviously, there's a big opening for a media advisor of your ilk. Is it like
that? Well, I'm sure there's a million better than mine, but listen.
FBI Director Comey, as well as Deputy Attorney General Yates, and the rest of my national security team about the tragedy that took place in Orlando. They're going to be doing a more extensive briefing around noon, just a little bit afternoon, over at FBI headquarters, so I will allow them to go into all the details, but I thought it was important for you to hear directly from me. First of all, our hearts go out to the families of those who've been killed. Our prayers go to those who've been wounded. This is a devastating attack on all Americans. It is one that is particularly painful for the people of Orlando, but I think we all recognize that this...
Don't forget Mickey Mouse. He's broken up about it.
Is he?
We feel enormous solidarity.
He's only down the road in Kissimmee.
And grief on behalf of the families who've been affected. The fact that it took place at a club frequented by the LGBT community, I think...
You're leaving out some letters. It's LGBTQQ. Hold on a sec. No agenda.
So it really is turning into Abbott and Costello then, isn't it?
It is. Hold on a sec. I gotta pause now. Hold on a sec. Form. Can't play audio right now. I'm here in the live stream with Frank DeSalca and Contrarius, who has no microphone. Contrarius, or anyone else would like to join the live stream, you're certainly welcome. Want to make this an Orlando hoaxathon, where we dig up some information, material from our favorite researchers, and see if we can discuss this in a intelligent manner.
Ab, I'd like to make some social media comments.
Please do.
Well, I'm Ben Costello, so
Hello, someone I know has
reposted...
Who did? Sorry?
Someone I know on Facebook.
Okay.
Has reposted a cartoon which says, gun laws aren't the sole solution, but... ... And there are two... It's a cartoon, and the woman is saying, why didn't God stop the shooting? And the person is saying... The person he's talking to says, because God doesn't exist... Engage with reality and fix your fucking gun laws. So the whole agenda is being put in there, you know, that people that believe in the creator are obviously homophobic, like to kill a lot of people, have no touch with reality, and only the Only atheists are sensible and understand the real world.
And what idiot cartoonist made that cartoon?
Well, there's no... Oh, hang on. There might be a signature. What's it called?
I get tired of... Same old cartoons over and over again that bash the Christians? It's just so boring.
And then there's another one that's come up with another person that I know who doesn't like salt either. After 9/11, we banned knives and box cutters on aeroplanes. We then banned liquids of more than 3 ounces. We understood the connection between these things and the loss of life that followed. So why can't we understand the connection between assault weapons and mass shootings? Jim Trump.
Well, I didn't understand the connection between over 3 ounces, actually. And,
we've lost your clear voice, Ab.
We've lost what?
Your voice is now sounds like you're out 100 yards away from your microphone.
Went south. 2212, how's that?
Yeah,
better?
That's good, yeah.
So just...
the social media is bringing all the, you know, the mind control stuff in.
Oh, it's so boring, Frank, isn't it? Is it boring for you like it is for me?
Well, I kind of enjoy watching people. I guess I'm enjoying the kind of living on a different planet. It's really interesting. After 9/11, we banned knives, box cutters on aeroplanes, and liquids of more than 3 ounces. When you read it now, you think, yes, all those things happened, and how ridiculous are they? You know, even now. None of it seems to have increased our security in any way because there seems to be more of it rather than less of it. So the responses that were undertaken, despite having not apparently had any effect, were certainly not on the amount of fear generated in the media.
Well, don't say that, Frank, because if you say that all their little stupid things have had no effect, that means they'll just have to increase them.
That's right.
So really not a great way to look at it. I think that's been wonderful.
just having more and more of the same non-solution for the same non-problem.
You know all that means is they're going to ramp it up because obviously their little incrementalist moves did not make a big enough difference, Frank. So here's more.
Again, posted in Facebook. Australia enjoys another peaceful day under the oppressive gun control regime.
Oh, yeah.
So they're being sarcastic.
They're being sarcastic.
The peaceful 2 decades that have followed are probably because the Australian government decided to strip us of our God-given rights to our own projectile weaponry.
Oh, yes. Thank God. Because we were all shooting each other all the time anyway before Port Arthur, right?
Yep, that's right.
We were all, it was the OK Corral. And I think some of the culture creator commentators that we've talked to or listened to in the past said the whole Wild West in America, that was all a big myth.
Yeah.
Total
myth. No one could afford a gun.
Nobody was shooting each other. The sheriff wasn't squaring off at high noon with the cowboy and the black hat for control of the town. None of that ever happened.
Which is, again, another demonstration of the very long, long, long planning and dedication that goes into this stuff. The cowboy westerns that were around from, say, 1930 till, I guess they went on
60s,
up until
70s.
Yeah.
80s but, even, maybe.
But for me, the peak of it was when Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis made a cowboy movie.
All right. I didn't see that, but I can just imagine how great that was.
Yeah. But, you know, all of that stuff is really where the idea of gun violence got placed. So it's really quite breathtaking in scope.
It's incrementalism. It's the Fabian approach to controlling the population. This is a generational thing. We're going to condition our young people to abhor guns, and it will happen. It will happen. They will succeed. And I think every successive generation is a little softer in the head, a little softer in their resolve, and it will happen over time. It will happen. It does work.
Yes, it works.
And that is not a defeatist attitude. That is a real attitude.
Yeah.
There is a growing chasm, I'm convinced of it, between those who subscribe to old school media and those who don't consume old school media. They're on the YouTubes and they're harder to reach, but being out of touch is the same as convincing otherwise, because the people are not engaged in any way, then we can just write and pass laws and they won't even notice or care anyway. What's the difference? So we have a chasm between generations already. We always have a chasm in generation between generations.
Yeah, that's probably the key issue is that, you know, if they listen to this broadcast, if my children listen to this, they'll hear me express opinions which they will think are absolutely just off the scale crazy.
Yeah, keep the generations disconnected because if your children are not listening to you at the dinner table or at the weekly dinner or at the next wedding or funeral, they have no idea and you have no influence on them. The guy who they talk to on YouTube or listen to on YouTube will have far more influence. And I have the same problem right now myself.
Yeah. Do you? With your children?
Well, they're too young to care, but they are completely pounded with Bill Nye the Science Guy, all the watered down favorites. And they get that every day. Because I surrender my children to the education system every day. And I'm sad to do it.
It was interesting that Bill Nye the Science Guy, not Bill Nye, sorry, the other guy,
Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Yeah, he is the go-to guy for stuff on
astrophysics,
intellectual
space.
Stuff on the Orlando shooting.
What? They're using him now?
Yes.
Well, he is a high Jesuit priest who is highly trained in propaganda. He will be trotted out. He will be trotted out on all occasions.
Yeah.
And if people don't realize who the propagandists are, who trained them, why they're trained the way they are, then they'll never understand why these people just keep popping up all the time in the strangest places.
Yeah. Yeah, it's it's just about entertainment. The media is concerned. You know, their job is really to get people to watch advertisements. That's fine. I think that the problem of people not being civic minded is really the great danger, and that's why I talked about Switzerland, and I think I've spoken to you before about the need to be in control of money and all of those things, and to engage in political parties, because as far as I can work out, that's our only avenue to do something with this, is to accept what the system is at its face value and push it until we find out that that's not correct. Until people do that, and that's really what I see as my job, is to try and encourage participation in the things that we are told exist, like politics, for example, because the alternative is, as you say, throw our hands up and just let it all happen. I don't think that's a sensible strategy.
No, I don't like that strategy either. I
which is obviously why you're doing what you're doing.
Well, I'm using it as a vent, because otherwise I just keep it to myself, and what good would that do?
Yeah. And I acknowledge that you encouraged me to put my own blog out for the same reason.
Yeah, Well, I like to talk. I don't like to talk about things that other people talk about that I know are wrong. I'm not going to just say, yeah, sad, lower the flags everywhere,
yeah,
put up the colors of whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
I can't stand it.
No, I
can't stand it. So if I have to talk in this echo chamber all day long, at least it's better than wasting my time trying to convince people that are just not willing to look at something from a different angle, because it's just not healthy to bottle things up that you, and at least we have this echo chamber. It's small, but it's still therapeutic for me. And this is a bit of a hoax recovery show every single day, every single hoax, one at a time.
A hoax recovery show. I like it. Ab, I have to,
go ahead.
I have to go and engage in the world of money.
Okay. Oh, yes. Yes, it's early for you on a Wednesday. Quickly, I want to ask you, you said your children. Do you engage them in this information at all? What's the reaction? What do they think of your old dad?
They talk to me. So they've more or less stopped engaging with me, but they do occasionally. So, for example, they talk about something will come up about AIDS in Africa or something, and I will say,
okay,
first of all, I say I don't think there is an AIDS, and they'll say, oh, of course there's AIDS, and I will say, actually, the literature itself makes it clear that no one has detected AIDS, that no one dies of AIDS, so you don't actually get lied to about AIDS, for example. Because everyone dies of a disease like pneumonia or something. You know,
right.
AIDS is not the cause noted on the death certificate. What's noted on the death certificate is someone died of pneumonia. And
yes.
The detection system is supposedly the detection of HIV or something, isn't it? So we're never actually lied to about AIDS, but the story is, constantly
they have gathered a bunch of symptoms of some very destructive behavior from some very harmful chemicals.
Yeah.
And they've given them a label, and they have assigned this group of symptoms to a virus that does not exist, because the virus concept itself is a hoax.
Exactly. So
yes.
Et cetera, right? So those things, even when I try and have a logical discussion with my children on the basis that the literature itself is clearly acknowledging what I'm saying to be correct.
Yeah.
We still get a kind of reaction that I'm crazy. You know, that
yes,
I'm not
because
living.
You've done the research and they haven't, and they're not willing to do the research, and they wouldn't have to do much research as well, would they?
That's not a large part required, but these guys, they're all adults living very effective lives, and you wonder if the things that I'm saying would be helpful to them anyway. I don't know. You know, in some cases, most people have the view that it's better to have just stick with the system as it is, isn't it?
Well, yeah, ignorance is bliss. Get along. Go along to get along.
Yeah. Uninstall Media has joined you. I am going to bid you a fond adieu.
Thank you very much, Frank. You're always a voice of sanity and really good conversation, and I'm glad you're a regular fakeologist, and a lot of people do appreciate your chatter, especially since you've calmed down on that ear stuff.
I haven't calmed down on the ear stuff. I just say it in a softer voice.
All right. I don't hear it, but that's good. I must be tone deaf at this point. I've known you long enough,
everybody.
So I can. All the best.
Bye.
Hello, Uninstall Media.
See what's going on with Uninstall Media. Still here? Uninstall Media needs a voice.
Hello, Uninstall Media.
Hey, can you hear me?
I can. You've come in on as another entity. Uninstall.media 2. Is this the upgraded version?
2.0. I'm trying out the Android app of TeamSpeak on my phone for the first time.
Ah, you went and invested the $2? Is that what it's still at?
Yeah, it's $1.99. Yeah, I figured, yeah, why not? Because it'll be handy. Then I can hop on the audio chats when I'm on the go.
Well, yeah, I used a conference call with John Adams the other day, and I sounded awful because that was through the POTS, which is an acronym for the plain old telephone system. And boy, the fidelity is terrible on the POTS.
It is bad, yeah, sometimes, yeah. I so at least listened to that, though. It wasn't too bad. It was listenable.
Yeah, well, I had to boost myself. I was so faint that I may have been calling from underground. I had to work it. Figures the host is not listenable. But I'm very glad you've invested that $1.99 in the TeamSpeak app, because we do get an extra degree of fidelity using the data connection of our phones. So this is fantastic. And of course, welcome to the all night, all day Orlando audio chat marathon. And
you're going to leave it open? You're going to leave it open for a while and just hang out, or?
Well, as you know, the audio chat never closes. It's just that no one ever gets into it and jumps in and starts talking. So if we can work this as a relay, where I relay, pass the torch to you when I have to get along or move on, and then hopefully someone will join you and do the same. Maybe someone from another time zone, perhaps.
That would be good, yeah. I saw when Rolo said he was going to be on at 7 p.m. Eastern, he neglected to mention that was Australian time. So that, yeah, coordinating is a bit difficult for all of us.
Oh, he was going to come on? I didn't see that, because that's at chat.
Well, that was yesterday, or the day before.
Oh, yeah.
He message in the chat, like a day before he was going to go on Sunday evening, on Saturday, he said, I'll be on 7 p.m. Eastern.
All right. I've made you an operator on this channel since you're a trusted source.
Oh, thanks.
So that means if anyone comes into the live stream and doesn't have talking power, you can grant them such power.
Yes, I don't know how long it'll be. Here now, I was mostly just seeing this out, and I would say a few words on the topic of the day, which I haven't spent a ton of time looking at. I did hear No Agenda talking about it briefly on their last show, and I saw a little
bit
of news coverage on it, and yeah, they just really gloss over a lot of this stuff, don't they? And
they really do.
It is frustrating.
Yeah, I've heard them
when they do entertain the fakery angle, they just yuck it up. They just laugh at it mostly. And
John is very quiet, actually.
Yeah.
John is always quiet on the topic. Yeah, we have the yuckster, Adam Curry. Yuck, yuck, yuck. Moon hoax, base beams, aliens on the moon, secret bases. And yuck, yuck, yuck. Sound effect. And John just sits there like a lump. He's pathetic.
Yeah, it's definitely Adam gets the obscure woo-woo topics. That's Adam's territory, clearly. He even mentioned Flat Earth a few times.
Yeah, very jokingly.
Right.
He's really bad.
What you guys said on one of the recent chats, I think, is rings true to me about their model, in that they can't change it too much because they've gotten to a sweet spot where they seem to be doing pretty well. So,
they got to be raking in $1.50 a year each. They got to be taking hundred each, right? For sure. It must be. Unless they're faking the numbers. It's always possible.
Right. Well, it seems like they get a lot of the same people who send them huge chunks, like, regularly.
Yeah. Hold on one sec, my man. Just give me one sec.
Sure. I mean, if that's true, you know, good for them. They found their niche. It's not exactly what I'm into necessarily, but I do listen because it's entertaining and it's something to fill the drive time more or less. But yeah, they can't shake up their platform too much at this point because they've found their niche, essentially.
Yeah, they've got a niche. Well, all our favorite YouTubers have come to the fore and are busy pumping out the material for Orlando. Orlando's a Christmas present for all these guys. Things are getting slow. And I really did mention, not that it's hard to notice, there's no great psychic ability on the fakeologist's part, but things were pretty quiet in the United States shooting hoax drill venue. It was pretty quiet lately.
There had been a few like family murders type stories, like this, you know, guy shot up his wife and kid. Saw a couple of those, but you know, that's pretty routine at this point. We see those all the time.
I know the No Agenda show likes to pump the 6-week cycle stuff. That never really worked too well. It was never too, I don't think it was too consistent, and they always were bending the rules to fit their model, but, man, this one is being pushed heavily worldwide again. It drives me nuts. And because, the No Agenda show had a good point that said that if they really want to get attention, they gotta get the Muslims attacking the gays. And I think he was right in that flippant comment. And he was pretty happy with himself that he, like a stopped clock, is always right at least twice a day. He was happy with his prediction that it finally came true. Even though, of course, it was a gay club, but it wasn't necessarily gay night at the gay club.
Right. Well, that's what, when I started to see some of the TV coverage on it, within the first few minutes, I started to realize, okay, here we have the terrorist meme being coupled with the LGBT rights social justice warrior memes.
And get all the letters right. LGBTQQ. That's one funny thing they do as well. Adam does. I think it's hilarious.
I've never heard anybody use that except for Adam Curry. He's the only person I've ever heard say that.
I know, but it's so funny because there's just so many stupid fringes to sexual behavior. It's just hilarious.
Right. So I've already seen, like, I was walking downtown today and some
downtown
business
where?
Had a... Madison, Wisconsin, and
home of
the
James
business
Fetzer,
head,
the world's most unsuccessful JFK
Fetzer.
Researcher.
Yeah, I had a secret lunch with him. Oh shit, I wasn't supposed to say that. anyway,
well, when will you be starting your JFK unsuccessful research show?
Well, I think what I'm gonna do is just take all of his stuff and rebrand it. It's kind of my plan.
Well, yeah.
So
of course.
I'll just wait a few years till he fades into obscurity and then come back.
Yeah, of course. It'll be the Uninstall Media JFK research investigation. By the way, I did make a post. I think I drove by JFK.
Uh-oh. Hello?
Whoops. That. I say, I drove by JFK's car yesterday actually.
Oh, is that what that was? I couldn't tell where you were going with that post with the car. I was like, what significance does this car have?
It was a Lincoln Continental. I don't know if it was a 1961.
All right.
Yeah. The only problem is it wasn't a convertible.
Maybe he should have been in that model instead.
Well, yeah. But anyway, I digress. As I always digress, you could either call it
Sorry,
unfocused or scatterbrained. Your choice.
I've already seen the social justice warrior propaganda. A local business had a sign out front with the rainbow flag, and it said pray for Orlando on it.
Oh God! It's so now pathetic.
Yeah, it's like appealing to the Christian, you know, people who pray. Pretty soon we'll just start talking in acronyms. That'll be a lot easier.
Well, my dad said his high school sent an email out. His alma mater kind of high school association sent out an email to everyone about it. Can you believe that? That is the level of penetration this has. That is crazy.
Wow.
That is just insanely crazy.
Yeah, that's deep, yeah.
That is, well, obviously someone.
And I see now they're trying to say that the guy has, apparently the guy has Saudi Arabian connections now is the last latest thing I saw. Right.
I'm waiting, yeah, let's see how many connections they can make to every PSYOP ever invented. There'll be Boston, Sandy Hoax, 9/11. Maybe he's related to the 9/11 dog that just died. That was a story, by the way. The 9/11 dog just died. The last 9/11 dog who helped sniff the rubble pile. Unbelievable. We live in a death worship culture.
It would be even harder to figure out if any dogs died on 9/11, wouldn't it? Than it would be humans.
Not the microchip ones.
Yeah, I suppose, yeah.
Their microchips would just turn off one day. They'd stop phoning in to the dog database.
Oh, man. Yeah, I wonder, maybe the microchips will be tied into this nightclub thing too now, because hey, if that nightclub had a bio ID entry requirement, then maybe this wouldn't have happened.
Maybe it wouldn't happen if we ran out of fiction writers.
Yeah. Yeah, it seems like it is. It's being, all these memes are getting snowballed into one big clusterfuck of PSYOP here. That's just, and this is probably the next generation we're going to see, is this exponential growth of these things on top of each other. And
crazy. Do you have a favorite researcher that you go to right now? Russian Vids, How I See the World, Zach Hubbard, PK, John LeBon. Is there anyone you like?
I like Zach Hubbard. I haven't looked at a lot of his stuff, but I like his style. And I think, you know, Paul Stahl Service, I've liked some of his stuff, Paul. And I know he just did a thing with David Weiss that was pretty unflattering for both of them, I guess, if you... Some would say that. I don't really think it was. I thought it was kind of entertaining, but I can hardly stand to listen to David Weiss, so I didn't really listen to the whole thing of that. But he's Paul's all right.
I started to. I'm sorry, but David Weiss, even though he's not my favorite character, he owned Postal Service. He owned them.
It did seem that way. Yeah,
I thought
a debate
Postal
perspective.
Service. You weren't convincing at all.
Yeah, it's too bad. But yeah, who else? I used to browse around YouTube a lot, but I've stopped doing that for the most part. Yeah, I just kind of had to take a break. Like, I felt like I was seeing too much like self-referential things. Like there's this concept now that's emerging of the YouTube university, where all these producers just learn everything from other videos on YouTube and then kind of regurgitate it with their own spin, or not at all, just copying, pasting stuff mostly. So I kind of started to see that and got a little bit tired of it, but I'm always looking for more original. More original content is good.
Well, this is as original as you can get. We're pretty original here, and we're just bantering forth, back and forth. I like it. I just wish more people would get on the train and start talking.
It would actually be good if someone had the time to upload audio chats to YouTube, because upload audio chats to YouTube.
Well, I could do it. I don't know. Would anyone listen?
Maybe. I feel like that a lot of people find their content from YouTube and then they rip it. You know, if it's a long audio, they'll just rip it. But, or just, you know, sit and play it while they're doing the dishes or whatever. But, it wouldn't hurt to have them up there if it could happen.
Yeah. Well, somebody should do it. I guess I could do it. Play a lot of music. I just worry that some of them would be blocked or something. I don't know.
Yeah, that's always possible. Yep.
I do like my music. Radio Rolo, of course, is big on music, as you know.
Yeah, that's been good.
Well, anytime we get into a dull subject, we just play a song and make it all go away.
I think there's a helicopter flying over me right now. There we go.
Oh, yeah? Is it black? Black Hawk down? Woo!
Nope, that looked like a med flight. No black helicopters for me today.
What's med? Is that some kind of rescue?
Yeah, med flight, yeah. Yep.
Yeah, that's good. Someone's being saved tonight.
Yeah, I mean, that's, I kind of have a diatribe, a total sidetrack about EMTs and first responders, and I witnessed something recently that just gave me a whole new respect for people who do that kind of work. It's just, it's really admirable that we have people who are willing to do that.
Yeah, give me one sec here, one sec. Oh yeah, I had a new member join today. His name is B. Oblique, something like that, and he said he joined just to meet you. He likes you. Sure.
Oh, really? That's flattering.
Yeah, well, cool. He did reference you, out of all the people, Uninstall Media. So there you go. You have a fan base.
Well, hey, send me a message. What'd you say? B. Oblique? That's the name?
B. Oblique. Yeah, something like that. He's in the forums. I have a section for new members, fakeologist members, and I put his username there. So you can get in touch somehow. I don't know if you can connect on the Fakeologist site between members. I don't think you can, but you can leave a shout out somehow, some way. You can reply to that Fakeologist forum post, I suppose, and say hi.
Yeah, because your forum doesn't have a private message function. Is that right?
No.
But Chatango does. So if someone's on Chatango, they can.
Yeah, Chatango does. Exactamundo. Chatango does. So anyone who wants to, Chatango username is different. It's got its own username system. As does the Fakeologist TeamSpeak system. Everything is unrelated.
I like that about your site, that not everything's all funneled into one hopper, you know, that's it's just kind of disparate and you have to look around a little bit to do things. I like that because it's a
mess.
Different from every, it's a beautiful mess if you want to call it a mess, but it's fine. It's
a mess of software scripts that are all over the place. It can't be contained. I can't get it. I tried to have a central chat, but it crashed the system. It was just too intense on a shared server. So they told me if you want it to work, you got to buy your own machine at our server farm. I said, are you kidding me? I don't make any money on this. I'm not going to do that. It's not going to happen. So I did.
Yeah.
That's why Chatango's got its own system somewhere in the world. It doesn't matter how many people are on it.
I think it took me like a month to really figure out what was actually happening with your website. Like, okay, we got these audios, we got these posts, there's a forum, there's a chat. Then for a while I thought you and Hoaxbusters were like the same part of the same crew, and I I got the audios mixed up in my brain early on, but didn't take long to sort that out.
Well, yeah, if you put the time in, you will figure it out.
Yeah, yeah.
Will you spend the time going through the Orlando shooting hoax, or will you just rely on your favorite interpreters of reality to tell you what's going on, like I am going to do?
Yeah, probably mostly the latter. I mean, I will look at a little more mainstream coverage in the coming days as they develop their narrative, but beyond that, I'm not going to delve into it too much.
Just listen to what
other commentators have to say. And
well, of course, you have to have mainstream media in your house. I don't even have it. I don't have mainstream media. My little tuner that I used to hook up to the free over-the-air signal burned out because I only paid $15 for it. Now I can't find another $15 tuner.
I haven't had TV for years and years. Had it elsewhere. Won't have it in my home.
I wanted to watch the horse race yesterday, and I realized that I didn't have TV tuner anymore, so I had to live stream NBC. It actually worked. I don't know where I found a live stream, but I was pretty sure they cut off live sports streaming. Maybe they don't consider horse racing a sport.
Yeah, actually, when I want to look at mainstream, mostly I'll just check YouTube and look for their channels or their websites where they have videos.
Yeah, but if you want to watch it live,
that's how I get the line.
Yeah, oh, I see. But if you want to watch it live, it's really live sports is all they have left on television for pay channels. That's all they have left where people are willing to pay.
Sports, yeah, it's mostly a lot of sports and infomercials or people selling, you know, crappy jewelry and stuff like that. Not a lot of programs on the TV anymore. It's all moving over to Netflix.
Yeah.
HBO, things like that.
And I've said before, Netflix is killing the internet because the network is not set up to stream a million people at the same time. It defeats the whole purpose of sending packets. There's just too many people at once.
Yeah, it's no good. That's why we need Internet 2.0 or whatever.
Yeah.
Remember when that was a big deal? When everyone was freaking out that they were going to cancel the internet and install a new one. But
yeah, they don't understand the nature of it.
Yeah.
As soon as corporations get off the internet, then I might believe something is going to change. But they're all completely hooked into it. There's no way it could change. Crash the stock market if you disconnected all the pieces of the internet. And the whole internet is created. The whole internet is created, of course, to not crash. That's the whole point of it. It's a spider web.
Yeah, yeah. So how do you install the new spider web over the old one and switch over? Yeah, it sounds like a nightmare.
It wouldn't happen. All you could do is create more of a weave.
Yeah, it was upgrade the fiber and things like that. Yeah, actually, there's been a huge push for that in the recent years. Rurally, here in rural Wisconsin, they've got new fiber going in everywhere. And I've heard that Google is paying for a lot of this, and I'm sure taxpayers are too.
Well, we all have fiber to the nearest node, but there's no way they're laying fiber to every house. There's just no way that's going to happen.
Well, I suppose it's underground cable, so whatever they're doing, maybe it's for TV and internet. I think it's for that.
Well, yeah, I understand that, but they're only running the fiber
to the neighborhood. They're not running it to every house. You're just going to have your old crappy copper from the from the neighborhood base station there.
Yeah, it's up to you to upgrade your infrastructure.
Well, nobody's going to do that.
No, no. But that's, I mean, with all this fresh, hot, blazing fast internet everywhere, it's just going to create more homegrown radicals like our friend from Orlando there. The classic homegrown radical who probably learned everything off of the YouTubes and just such a ridiculous contrivance at this point that people still buy that line. Oh, these homegrown radicals. I don't know. I've never met anyone who was willing to act out, you know, even in their most angry times. Hello? Still hear me?
Yes, I hear you. I was just listening to your radicalization. I would like to know where these... I would like some examples of these radicalization sites. I would like to go through the process and see if it works on me, because I'm convinced hypnosis does not work on me. I don't think... Scott Adams of the ScottAdamsBlog.com, he says anyone can be hypnotized. Even the ones that say they can't be hypnotized can be hypnotized. And
yeah,
obviously radicalization would be of the same ilk. It's part of the persuasion / hypnosis psychological realm. Therefore, I would like to go through a radicalization and see how radical I can get. Because I'm probably the most plain Jane, vanilla, boring person you'll ever meet in real life.
Well, that's the best cover to have.
I'm just wondering if I can be flipped. They can flip me. They can flip anybody.
Yeah, you might have to go to the deep web for that. You might find something there.
Yeah. Can someone send me to the deep web? I haven't seen any signposts. Where is it?
Ask O'Hallahan. We got to get O'Hallahan on the deep web. That would be a good one because I'm sure he's got something to say about it.
Do I need a Linux box to get to the deep web, or can I use Windows 10?
No, I'm sure that's not recommended.
Do I need to Tor in my? Do I need to tunnel in my Tor browser? Do I need tunneling capabilities?
I don't even know what that means. Sounds like some underground shit.
Well, that's some deep. You got to get one of these deep diving browsers where you're so below the surface that you can't even come up to air quickly. Otherwise, you'll decompress and explode your head. These are really deep, deep, deep. You're so deep, you don't know which way's up. And that's where all the heavy duty terrorists live.
Allegedly, yeah. That's what
they do.
It's where you find all your honey pots and your balaclavas and whatnot.
That's where you get the where you can rent. You can probably rent a cave, that kind of thing.
Oh yeah, caves. There's got to be some real estate agents for those caves in Afghanistan.
And there'll be cave management companies where if you're away, they'll take care of it.
We're really getting
silly.
Yeah, I would like to hear O'Hallahan, though, on the deep web, if he manages to hear this and could come on sometime and give us a spiel. That would be good.
Getting some whack jobs. Getting some whack jobs commenting on my site. Why? Trash that one.
In the chat right now, or?
No, it's, I have open commenting now, where you don't have to be a member, just to see if I could attract some more comments, but I really haven't, it hasn't worked too well. So most of it I just delete. You don't even see it. So stupid.
That's interesting. So you find more garbage coming in when you take the filter off. That makes sense.
So I save you from looking at it because it's so foolish.
There's any number of other message boards out there. You can go to find the same stuff.
I heard someone joined our channel.
Oh, it's unreal. Heard from him in a while.
Unreal, how are you? Is he here? Oh, he is here. Unreal.
Yeah, I'm here. How are you?
Unreal, we're wonderful.
Good. Yeah, hi.
Good to hear you, man.
Yeah, nice to speak to you guys. Yeah, I haven't been on for a while, so I just wanted to say hello.
Well, hello, Unreal. Nice to talk to you. I'm going to make you a voice. And welcome to the Orlando All Night Audio Chat, where we discuss the world's biggest psychological operation of the day. Orlando, home of Mickey and Minnie. I hope it doesn't affect the Magical Express.
Yeah, it's a big event in the United States, huh? How many deaths are there now?
I have no idea.
49, I think it's up to 49, down from 50, something like that.
Oh, so it's going to be like 47, like 74 inverted or something like that, then. Who knows?
Maybe.
Yeah, because 4 plus 9 equals 13, so.
Well, it's our Bataclan.
Yeah, I think it's more like 7 plus 4 is like 11, you know? And, then in that sense, my math is off. It should be 47, not 49, of course.
7, yeah.
I'll leave the numbers to Zach. All I need is a couple 9s and 11s, and I'm happy. I don't need anything more.
Yeah, but just by the position of the shooter, we know that it's suspicious of the bats. You know, when they kill too many in too short a time, it's like it's inhuman. It's like super soldier.
Yes.
Well, yeah. Well, we need it's RoboCop, RoboSoldier, RoboTerrorist.
Exactly.
The bullets and just fly out and fly off.
And, like, they have really made a good job of ramping up the numbers, so most people, they won't really question the fact there's so many deaths. You know, I think from, like, a couple of deaths in London, they've gone a long way to these numbers that are, like, outlandish, like at Utøya in Paris and, you know. The numbers are climbing very quickly and, like, with not much... you know, consistency behind the victim somehow. It's like just a few stories they have to make up, and then everybody else forgets. It's like, 40 other people that nothing is said about, you know. It's very light, I think, the storyline behind many of the people involved.
Well, the YouTube channel How I See the World, it wasn't him. It was another YouTube channel. I linked to it and I posted it in the fakeologist.com post, deadliest shooting hoax ever in the U.S. It was an interview with a very poor crisis actor who was nothing to look at. And she changed the name of her son within the 3-minute interview. But she didn't do a good job. That was a fail.
Yeah, I suppose we'll have all the analysis of the interviews of the victims' families and all this. Yeah, there's a lot of that with the San Bernardino I looked at. And man, they had some bad ones with that. Wow, that's terrible.
Yeah.
What do you make of the fact that they mix this with... much talk about gender then with the homosexuality, being homosexual club and everything, and gay Pride Parade and everything.
Well,
yeah, isn't it Gay Pride Month?
Well, yes, it is, and we have one of the biggest gay pride thingies here in Toronto. And the No Agenda Show, I'll give Adam Curry credit. He did say if you really want to make a story, you're going to have to get the Muslims attacking gay people. That will really amplify the effect. And he was right. Well, I don't know if he's right in this case, because as usual, in all psychological operations, the message is very confused, which is important when you're trying to deflect and disorient the enemy, which is the people. And apparently it's known as a gay club, but it wasn't necessarily gay night that night. There were other people there. A few of Donald Trump's favorite people, the Mexicans. Just the bad ones though.
I don't even know what sort of weapons were allegedly used. I didn't see that.
I heard AK-15 or AR-15.
Oh, okay.
Isn't that the Adam Lanza special?
Yeah, that's the one that everyone is real hot on, and yeah, that's the
when you go into
style.
The gun store, do you just say, "I would like the Adam Lanza special, please"?
Maybe not anymore, because I think they cracked down on those size of clips that he was supposed to have used, the 22-round or 19-round extended magazine.
Yeah, okay. I don't know.
I don't even know if half of the people would even know who Adam Lanza was, honestly. They'd be like, who? What? What's that?
Yeah, if you're new to this audio, chat, Adam Lanza is the star of the Sandy Hook shooting.
What people most remember is not actually the factual narrative. It's more the emotion that they from watching the news feed. You know, it's like the horror, and those are the feelings people actually take with them, not the facts or anything else.
Well, of course, yes. They sell emotion.
Yeah, and emotion makes the listener unable to be logical.
Relate.
And analyze what he hears. So,
well, also
they know
relate.
They have maybe the enemy is more the part of the population that actually would question things a little bit, and maybe even read the paper to get the details, So they probably have to make the story sit with that crowd, but for us, it's like I don't think they care, or they know that they're going to spread so much confusion that nobody can tell the story in any way a normal person would have time to listen or to want to engage in any conversation with us people,
Well, that is the purpose of PSYOP. It's disorientation, disorienting the enemy. That is the purpose. That is the main method of combating.
I'm not sure.
In the manual.
I think the real reason is the magic that they actually pull off. It's like the magic is to make things happen to your will. And I think that's what they're manifesting. It's like they have this will to follow an agenda and propagate us with the right things, so we act in a certain way. And so the masses is the aim. They want the masses to change according to what they propagate. And here, obviously, it's about fear, and it's also about our behavior and how we look at and accept maybe here, like the gay population and et cetera. And so I think that is the main that's the main goal of any psychological operation, is to make change happen.
Well, yeah, okay, I agree. But one of the methods of psyops is disorientation, though. Like you said, we can't relate a story that is full of inconsistencies and varying information. It just, we can't, because all we're going to be relating is the fact that we really don't know, we're not sure, and we're uncertain. Nobody likes to tell a story that they're not sure about.
Yeah. But maybe the fact that we in the small community of critical thinkers, we are not the aim of any psychological operation.
It's like, no, I know.
So we might sit here and think that they make things confusing and everything, and I think that's just a way to make the herd go back to the first version of the story they got portrayed, because there is nothing that's going to make sense in any other way at the end, and the easiest solution will always be to trust the authority somehow, and that's what we are educated to do too. So it's like I think they feel pretty safe about our little community. It's like we are not going to change the way any mainstream crowd would think. You know, it's no major discovery we can make to make the mainstream crowd a change their way of behavior. You know, it's like that's the magic that the powers that be really master, you know.
Yeah. Well, they control the media. That's it.
I think they control the way we behave, and that media is the most effective way to get their agenda ahead. But I don't think they only use media. I think like when they put things into the water to dumb people down, I think those things also contribute to their ends, you know. So they are not only about propaganda, you know. They use multiple means to come to their end of controlling how we behave and how the herd is moving about.
Well,
yeah, I agree with that.
I don't subscribe to poisoning the food and the water having a big effect. I think they just have a really great knowledge of how the human mind works. That's way more important.
Yeah. Yeah, but I don't. I would be curious to know if the different studies that they have come up with regarding like putting fluoride in water, if it's really dumbing us down, because it seems that it should do so, because it's the same things they put in. You know, medicine for people with anxiety and such things, and that's breaking down your brain. You know, so I would say that it's it would be probable that they do use like vaccination and water and all those things to make the crowd more receptive for their propaganda. You know, it's like they would make any use of any advance they could to have the masses bend to their will, you know. I think so, and that's why I'm not excluding like things that you might subscribe to, which would be like chemtrails and all that stuff, because it's just the same way of operational manual, you know. They use any kind of means that they are at their disposal, even if some are more efficient than others. And in the most efficient ones, I'd say that imagination is the one that is the most efficient, and they really make our imagination bend with films and mass media, you know.
They fill our brain with mush, and they control our
our way of receiving information through 12 years of school. I don't think you need any chemicals after that. I just think if you fill just those two things alone are enough. I don't think you need the radiate or fluoridate or chlorinate or illuminate or anything like that. I just don't buy into that. I think that
I agree with you that they don't necessarily need it, and I don't think it's efficient on everybody either, but I just think that having a direct entry into your bloodstream is very valuable if you have substances that could bend a little bit of how people are able to function. And I think vaccines, the vaccine babies for sexual diseases when they're born, we know that's not logical. So why they do it, I think it would be of some with support of some studies that do make the controlling the masses more easy. I can't see any other way. It's the same with the circumcision. I think it's a way to sever sensitivity and induce a splitted mind into the infant.
Well, maybe, but they say Netflix is producing sexual behavior as well, so it's the same thing.
Yeah.
And Netflix, it goes right back to your media, man. Right back.
Yeah, I think that the media is really, really effective. It's like once they write the evil backwards on the screen, it's over.
That's right. That's right. Uninstall, what say you?
Well, I was just thinking that it seems to me a large part of these operations is the psychological effect of getting people to think, well, a shooting could happen anytime, anywhere, and I could be a victim. And so people who are susceptible to that will start to be, people who are susceptible will start to be afraid all the time to a higher degree. I think, And then also, I thought, with the placebo effect, if that's real, you could potentially trick someone into thinking they're being poisoned. And I do believe that we are being poisoned in some ways by certain products that we could easily not consume. But with also, maybe you could have a placebo type poisoning too. And that's a psychological effect, biopsychological connection there.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. You also have the nocebo effect, which is when they announce to you something will happen, that also has its effect,
Mm-hmm.
But when somebody attacked by cancer, they say they have 6 months to live, that would actually, make that person live 6 months or thereabouts.
right, yeah.
That's a nocebo.
Yeah,
I know a guy who was... I know a guy who was given 6 months. He had brain tumors, and he's 12 years later. He eats mostly organic food and is pretty healthy, and, his tumors are shrinking.
I know a guy who has brain cancer. He's doing a cross-Canada tour right now.
Huh.
Hello?
On a bicycle, or is it walking?
No, it's Gord Downey of the Tragically Hip.
Oh, yeah, that guy, right. Yeah.
He's cleared to do 11 concerts, and I believe his doctor has approved quite a few more since sales are so good.
Yeah, cancer is a very big business, too, so I think we have looked at a lot of celebrities that might or might not be actually ill of that those afflictions. So it's it seems like the medical establishment do promote their illnesses too, for, as you said on the store, the placebo effect also,
Yep. Selling a sickness and then selling the palliative care.
Sure.
Yeah, the preventive surgical intervention with the breast cancer and all that stuff. It's it seems very, far-fetched.
Yeah, the preventative to brain cancer is just going too far for me, though.
Just take out the brain.
That's just not going to happen with me.
Yeah, it's difficult to know what cancer really is, though.
I know. Well, Unreal, let's get back to Orlando, if you don't mind. Are you doing any research? Or do you have any favorite YouTubers or bloggers?
I was just following discussion at this forum a little bit. And,
okay. What do you got?
I was just intrigued by the name. Like, as you know, there has been a lot of terrorism going on in France the latest year or so. So I just couldn't help to see that Omar Matin, it's Matin would be morning, you know, in French, it's matin.
Yeah. Right.
So I wondered if it was some wordplay a little bit about that, but there's some other theories too that's... that it would, you know, relate to my teen, like we would be scared of your young child going out to nightclubs or something.
Well, some people would say, I think some people would say the morning is a reference, a Luciferian reference.
Oh, yeah. And something that's funny is like one of the most famous murders in France, there was this... woman that was slaughtered at her house, and she had the time to like write on the wall with her fingers in blood, Omar m'a tué. It means Omar killed me, and Omar Matin is very close to how we would like spell that in French, you know, it's like not so far off either.
Yeah, that's very good. That's
so,
cool. Yeah.
It's a lot of, you know, they do this word plays in every major operation, so it's probably multiple, connections with any name. It's probably triggering a lot of unknown buttons in our brains, you know, when you hear it. So say that my teen would be, you know, very... you know, triggering for parents that having, you know, young people, you know, just coming out of the closet being gay and stuff, you know, they would be nervous probably by only the name. So I guess that's a good, name to make psychological connections without people knowing it.
They also said that the police chief of Orlando is John Mina, and one of the participants or the victims, I'm not sure who, their name was Justice Mina. Justice and Mina, same name.
Yeah.
Something like that. So I don't know for sure what it was, but a lot of... It's wordplay.
I wonder if there's anyone named Arkansas.
Yeah. with the new presidential candidate.
Oh, yeah, you're referring to Mina, Arkansas, right.
Mina,
Right, yeah. This guy was M-I-N-A, but yeah, now I get it.
Oh, I see.
It took a while for your joke to make it across the Great Lakes. By the way, I hear one of your cities is draining some of Lake Michigan into the city. That's... you're going to lower the water level in Lake Ontario if you do that.
Oh, really? I wonder which one that is. I haven't heard that. Milwaukee, maybe, or one of those on the river or the lake there?
I don't know. I can't remember. I'm pretty sure it was Wisconsin.
Huh. I'll look into that.
Well, I saw that on some other forum, and the Great Lakes have so much water in them. I don't see how diverting a little water into a town would make one iota of difference. But they're saying it's just a trend they want to stop early. But the Great Lakes, there's so much water in them. They're draining into the Atlantic Ocean via the St. Lawrence Seaway. So if the water's not staying there, it's draining fast. I'm not quite sure what the problem is.
I thought it was kind of a standard practice for cities on the water to get lake water if they could.
Well, we
not
do.
Too foul, but...
But I think they're diverting it in some way as opposed to just pumping it. I'm not quite sure how it's working. I don't know how you can divert water uphill either. You know, it's quite amazing. There's a point north of Superior when you're driving. There's a sign on the side of the road that said you're now entering the James Bay Basin, which means that all water on one side of the sign drains into James Bay to the north, and all water on the other side of the sign drains into the Great Lake Basin. That's phenomenal that they find the point at which water runs the other way, basically.
Yeah, I've seen those signs. Yeah, I've seen those signs before in other watersheds. It's pretty common all over the U.S. Yeah, that's pretty cool. I like that.
Yeah. But it just shows how huge the world is.
Yeah, it gives you a real sense of the vastness that we're in. Yeah. And I mean, the big controversy with the Great Lakes water was, you know, there's been talk for years and years of sending it to the Southwest, to, you know, Arizona and California and things like that. Nobody's a fan of that idea, I don't think.
I mean, I don't know if it would matter. I don't think it would make a big difference, honestly. I think a couple docks might... I think people are more worried about that live on the lakes if their docks would need to be lowered a bit, that kind of thing. But I don't think that's reasonable either. I think there's just too much water. I think there's tons of water. I just don't think humans have the same, this deleterious effect on the world that they want us to think we do. Because the world is so huge and so unoccupied, it's amazing, I think.
You said that they shut down all the coal in Canada? Because we used to be concerned about pollution from Alberta coal fields.
Plants
drifting over to us.
In Ontario, we've shut down all our coal-fired plants. But, of course, the United States has many coal plants on the south side of all the lakes. And which way does the wind blow half the time? This way.
Right.
So what is the real... is it really going to help if we shut down our plant? And there are a lot of plants that are literally on the other side of the river. And they're connected with a wire between Canada and the United States. So ours is closed, yours is open. Stupid.
Huh. They've definitely retrofitted They've been doing a lot of retrofitting, putting clean, you know, technology for the emissions on our coal plants around here.
Yeah. Oh, so is Wisconsin mainly coal-fired energy?
Yeah, we have a couple nuke plants, yeah.
You have a nuke plant?
Yeah, there's at least one, or we have some storage sites for sure. And we also had that ELF base that was supposedly... zapping whales halfway around the world with ultra-low frequency waves at some point during the late 80s, 90s.
Well, I didn't know. Okay. I don't know all the plants, but... Go ahead.
I'm not very, you know, clever in electronics, but it's like I was thinking about it the other day, and I said to myself, like, in the beginning, you know, they made us believe that, you know, it's so inefficient to transport electricity. And, you know, when you consume electricity, you consume it by the electricity that goes into your house. But, I mean, electricity is a circuit, right? So it's not really true that the electricity you pay for, you know, you also give away when it's passed through your circuit, you know, so that they actually get that back. So it's like the electricity might be a very big scam from the get-go. I would like to get an opinion of that from somebody that knows electricity. But I know it's a circuit, and we here at least we pay for the electricity that comes into the house. We are not measuring what goes out, but it does go out in a circuit, you know. So to enact that circuit so it's efficient should not be as, you know, demanding as they tell us, I would guess, you know, amateurishly.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Well, it's alternating current. Thomas Edison, I believe, invented direct current, which meant that the plants had to be really close to where they were being consumed. And it was very hard to send the electricity too far without it cooking the wires or just disappearing altogether. So that's where we're told Tesla invented alternating current, which could send it farther down without degrading and losing all its energy by the time it hit the end of the wire. I believe that's the story. And that's why alternating current became the standard, not direct current. Direct current is in your car, of course. At least that's my limited understanding about electricity. And I know what you're saying, that the electricity is already coming to your house. How are you consuming it? You're just allowing it to pass through a few circuits within the house, and it pulses back out.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you pay for the whole of the electricity that comes in, and they get back at least half of it, you know, for free.
It doesn't really get consumed in the way. It doesn't get chewed up. Yeah, it's not consumed,
but
like...
you pay for your consumption, and everybody else does too. It's just a looping circuit where, you have to have to have the tension and everything up, you know, on a regular, you know, basis. But it's like, I would think that it's not as inefficient as they tell us to have us pay for every bit that comes into our houses, you know?
Well, I think the main thing is energy is just another form of control of the people. That's the main thing. If it was free, you wouldn't have the same level of control of people's behavior. I think that has a lot to do with it. That's why they make sure they control all the energy, whether it be for your car, for your house. That allows them to control you. So whatever story they have to make up about the energy you're consuming, you can be sure that it benefits the control grid. And that's the main problem. If energy was unlimited and free, then perhaps we would have more time to do other things, like nothing, or think about our plight and our position in the slave system.
Yeah, that makes me think of, Nikola Tesla. You know, everybody's talking about him, and nobody is questioning his veracity. And I can tell you,
I
checked into it a bit, and he's not the great man everybody thinks he was either, you know. So everybody thinks he could send free energy through the air, but it's not so at all. Like, the energy he would send through the air would, like, electrify us nearly. So it's like he's like this big... alternative research candy that nobody dares to question, and that's very questionable, actually.
I agree 100%. He seems to be this mythical creature that the alternative people elevate to godlike status, and I'm quite concerned about that as well.
And he closely follows, Judy Wood with her effect guy, and says real as Santa Claus, because he's already been, discovered. He's been fraudulent his video, and he can't reproduce anything of what he's saying, you know, in lab settings. So it's like, and he's building on Tesla, you know, the same guy
the whole
should be questioned
thing,
in the first place.
The Hutchison thing resonated with me for only a few minutes, but that guy is another mythical hoax. Yes, I agree, 100%.
Tesla. Tesla tried to introduce a death ray, right? That could split the Earth in two. Doesn't that kind of remind you of the atom bomb that they
absolutely, absolutely, and I believed that for 5 minutes. Absolutely. Yeah, I agree with you 100% on him. Yeah.
So Tesla is as fake as Edison, you know. He's as much contrived as a person as Edison. And all that those free energy guys, you know, that talk about him, like, make him into a god. And the fact that they make an electrical car named Tesla, like, all that is some kind of lore that they want people to believe, you know. And goes into the green agenda and everything. It's like, it's so despicable to see intelligent people just believe in a name, you know.
Well, I agree.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point about Tesla. And a lot of the same people who will express, you know, dire concerns about cell phone signals and Wi-Fi will also, you know, hold up Tesla on this pedestal, even though he wanted to send electricity through the air. And how could,
exactly.
if those other things are bad, why wouldn't that be? But, I don't know.
Oh, I agree. I agree. Let's welcome Pigologist member Tom Delpra to the chat. Del Tampra.
Hello. Oh, good evening. Good evening, guys.
Hello, yeah, Tom.
Hi. Hiya. Yeah.
Happy Orlando Massacre Day.
Can we be so bold? That was yesterday, wasn't it? That's old news. Yeah, it's old already?
Well, Egypt Air, nobody's talking about the Egypt Air anymore, right?
No. They just move on. Next one, Bataclan imitation, 50 in a gay club. But I mean, how will that affect the election? Is that going to swing it either way? Is the right wing going to get in?
How will it affect the price of tea in China? That's a good question.
But it would support the female candidate because she's like on the side of the gays and everything. So she's like different, you know.
Yeah, Pastor
Steve. She's been a different candidate for president for ages, you know, and now you have difference in the air, you know, gays and women, you know.
Well, it might be such a big psyop. It might produce like a zeitgeist across the country to sort of, yes, the tide of opinion would feel that it just had to be Hillary.
Now it's not going to be change you can believe in, it's going to be change you can see.
Well, what a load of, I mean, God, it's quite a big, it's, yeah.
Or maybe it will be change your gender.
Change your gender. I don't know about that. Are you saying he's bringing extra sympathy to the gays?
Yeah, I was just making allusion to, you know, Obama's slogans. You know, it was change you can believe in. That seemed to work well.
Change, so, maybe change. Michelle, yeah. Michael.
Yeah.
Or whatever, yeah.
It's change you can believe in. It's change you believe in, not necessarily experience or see the results of. No, you just believe in it. That's all.
Yeah, yeah, changing your head, yeah.
Yeah.
Change
like the
color.
American dream, you can only, you know, sleep
to change your color, but it's the same thing with Obama for sure. You know,
I don't know how this shooting will affect the election. It'll give them something to talk about until the next thing happens, I suppose. Then
every shooting would give the state a lot of credit, you know, because everybody, you know, expect news from the old authority figures in those occasions. So it's like it's bringing attention to the petitions. Then they kind of wouldn't be without that attention they created all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, people go to, they are made to feel safe by the authority. At this time.
Yeah. And nobody can believe anything unless an authority person would say it. So in the news, you see the authority in all its shapes and forms, like, you know, experts, medical people, police, you know, you see all the different uniforms, you know, coming up. But any new numbers on how many has really been killed or they pretend to have been killed?
I don't know. I've got back tonight and I haven't really looked at it. Yeah, I haven't. I've got to go to bed in a minute. But later on, I'll have a look. Yeah.
I put a link in the chat there with the post that Brian V on Clues Forum posted, where he looks a little bit closer at the image of the pretended shooter, and he obviously he has put a point on the fact that his glasses are like painted on.
Yeah, he found that. I saw that. Yes, that little detail there. That looked like this kind of classic. Oh, it looks, you know.
It looks really painted on and.
Well, yeah, yeah.
It's kind of a
Photoshop sort of drawn in glasses. I mean, come on, almost too obvious.
Yeah,
but yeah, I mean, it is almost too obvious at this point to us. These selfies, you know, they're cringy. doesn't matter that he's got a drawn in glasses, doesn't it? People aren't even going to get even remotely that close to believing that it's fake. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, of course. But for us, I think it's good to get confirmation on the fact that something's wrong in the media here. And that's just like a very direct proof somehow, like they have, you know, touched up the photos, you know, to match the campaign.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, until they work out software to get it tidier, yeah, by listening to conversations like this with people who sussed it out. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, yeah, they, yeah, absolutely. I mean, these little clues, they fascinate us, yeah. And totally, yeah. Yeah, but I mean, I don't think you can... I think that, what was it, and did Hitler is quoted as saying that the truth will out, you know. The truth has a way of finding itself out, its way out. And I just think that perhaps it does anyway, do you know what I mean? It always kind of comes out. You can't, well...
I'm not sure, you know, when you look at the history, for instance, it's like, it's obviously written by some small group of people and like 99% of people take that for the truth, you know? I don't know. I think it's a conspiracy candidate to have us believe that, you know, it matters what we're doing in the end. But I think they really don't care. You know, I think they're just making fun. And as you say, you know, they probably just, you know, as a professional attitude, they probably would check up what some sites are saying and, you know, if they have understood all the different angles they actually put in any, you know, event. But I think they're not obviously interested in other things than to have the effect they want on the general public, to have the public react in the way they set out to.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's all very, very carefully scripted for that. I mean, it's all bundled in, isn't it? His allegiance expresses an allegiance to ISIS, but he's... But really, then Obama comes out and says, well, you know, there's no actual proof that he was connected. And then the police had been interested in him because he'd had some kind of relationship with a suicide bomber. You know what I mean? And so he could be just this lone freak, or he could be like connected to ISIS, or it could be, you know, it could be just a sort of gun war. Terrorism, lone nutter. You know, whatever. It's all just sort of bundled in. It's not just one specific thing, really, is it?
Yeah, but if you see like a little bit back in time, it's like I think that once we had serial killers that were like dominating the landscape. You know, so they are like morphing their their villains. You know, over time, so it's like. It's a lot of stereotypes, you know, regarding this villain, you know. So it's like it's just the villain of the time, you know, like he's Arab and he's he's alone and you know it's like
meticulously designed to cover lots of people, the masses, as broad a sort of stroke as possible. Lots of different references.
Yeah. So it's like, it's very, I'd say, well, I haven't seen enough images yet, so it's like, is this operation, you know, are they putting every person into manufacturing this event, or are they just blowing it up and doing they're putting less effort here than they did before, or what? Because it seems like it's a lot of mashups there, like it's haven't put in that great of an effort yet, you know, to convince people.
Well,
I don't know. Maybe it will come later. You know, they produce the films later. You know, I haven't seen the people that film inside the nightclub and you know the lore that goes with it. But it's probably going to be produced soon. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't pored over the media really and had a look. I'm just looking now and it still hasn't, I don't think it's gone on from 50 yet. The catchy number, you know, round number. 50.
Yeah, it will change from that, I guess.
It's the new record as well, yeah. The new
I think the record, it would be only for the United States, right? Because I think we have like 77 killed here in Guinness shooter here.
You're gargling a bit, but 1957, you said someone shot in France, a load of people got shot.
No, I was thinking about Norway, you know, the UDA.
Shooter. Your audio's gargling a bit, Ewan.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I don't know if there's anything you can do with that. But, okay, yeah, of course. Yeah, Breivik. There's been bigger mass shootings, and I'm sure there's been, probably been others, hasn't there? Unfortunately. But this one, as soon as it came through as 50, it seemed like the scale of it just seemed like inevitable psyop.
Yeah, here they say 49 deaths now in
How the fuck did it happen? How can one guy kill 50 people? As soon as he starts getting automatic weapons spraying at people.
It's not 50, Tom, it's just 49.
Right. but my question is, you jump on him. You have to jump on the guy. I don't care. If there's a load of club full of people, there's enough people for someone to come behind him and jump on him. It's self-protection.
These gays, they're not so aggressive as normal male.
They don't run so fast.
There are some transvestites there, so it's...
Stop it! No,
yeah, I mean... They couldn't. They thought it was cute, too.
I mean, it's... the thing is that what's credulous to people is what seems believable is the witnesses. You see them, and they tell you what they saw in the club. So what we're saying has happened there was people in the club... And a certain amount of people that knew what was going on, a certain amount of people that didn't. Could we agree on that? You know, it's not an empty club with all actors in there, obviously. I don't know, but for sure. But no, it makes sense that it's... Yeah,
yeah, but the club real time, is reminiscent of the Bataclan. You have a closed environment in the club, you know?
Yeah.
Like the Bataclan, nobody comes in, nobody goes out, you know, so it's like, also like, Sandy Hook, it's like in a cinema, you know. Oh, no, it's not Sandy Hook, but I mean, before that.
There's been cinema shootings, these are closed environments, you can isolate them, but I've always thought that for reality, for credibility, you do it from within a live environment. Do you know what I mean? And so it's a drill gone real. So it seems with actors within it. So I don't know how they did the Bataclan. You think they sealed it off completely. I thought it would have credibility because you could get tickets and go to it and people did have tickets. I don't know. I never really studied it. Actually, thinking about it now.
It's like so easy to put this concert up and just buy the 1,000 tickets and it's over. It's, you know, it's like you know you can control who those people in that concert hall would be. You know, it's very easy, but people think it's available. You know.
Yeah. Okay. Complete control. You think of an environment like that of a club though? They said there was like 400 people there. I don't know. I don't know how it's done. How it would be done exactly? It's like sort of watching a David Copperfield show or something. I don't know how it's done, but I know it's a trick, and I'm not that impressed.
I think it's to control the environment and in like a setting like in a closed club or a movie theater
a school, Columbine, you know, anything.
Yeah,
you know, how
like
does any of them
house,
work?
You know, like Sandy Hook too. It's like everything happened inside a controlled environment, and you know, like some people have pointed out, it's like all the people that was actually attending that school, they were like had moved in the later times, you know, so they were completely controlled. They had the whole setting, you know, infiltrated.
You have the whole setting infiltrated. It's fine. I understand that. You can have control within a scenario, I'm thinking. You could have control within a crowd to pull off a psyop. And therefore, people is going bang, 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 bang. And people, that's why they spread all these stories about, I thought it was fake. I thought it was a movie. Because it looks like that to the people that get out and look back and think, well, it was a bit like a fucking fake. But it did happen. Something happened in there. Do you see what I mean? Probably not. Yeah. So what I'm saying is, I'm not saying this was done. What I thought, how I thought this club one would have been done is from within a busy club, an actual club where there are lots of people. So people spill out into the street and they heard the bangs. But, I don't know. I really don't know. But, that's what I think, you know.
Yeah, at least that's also a possibility, of course. And when it comes to what happened in the Bataclan, I really think that was like a fake concert, and they were actually no tickets available for anybody, and it was just a programmed event, and not even the singers need to be there, you know, because I just think that was staged, the whole event. When it comes to the nightclub, I don't know. I mean, you have like with the Kennedy as it's snatched, for instance, I would suspect that the whole part of the parade that was at the end was only, you know, stage people there, like they were all, or was in the operation, there would be bystanders there, you know? Yeah, at the end, after the up to the Dallas building there,
Daily Plaza.
I think they were all cold area with only people that were supposed to be there, and I think the real people like at the beginning in the other places throughout the parade, and I think they just closed it down at the end. Everybody heard the shots, and then it was over. You know, the car just drove away.
Yeah,
and,
sure.
The whole thing was finished, and people didn't see images of this for a long time. So it's like they mostly saw the pre-recorded images, I would guess, of Oswald getting shot in the belly.
Yeah. Okay. Sure. Yeah. So imagine this Pulse Club, this nightclub, is effectively Dallas. You know. And then there's a Dealey Plaza within it where the bangs start going off.
Exactly.
A controlled area. And you've got actors all over the place. Yeah?
Yeah.
So you could do it from within the club like that. That's how I'd imagine it. And then it's got more credibility because all the people would tumble out into the street and say they were there, you know.
Yeah.
And it does it. You get the injured people coming out, these set pieces, but these are set pieces, and these have to be staged, I assume. A few of them for the cameras and stuff, but, how much do you, and then, I don't know, blah, blah, blah. I just saw Abbott put that up. I just thought I'd drop in and say hello, because I suppose I've got to go to bed soon, really. Got to go work in the morning. But it's late for you as well.
I was the same as you. I haven't been on for a long while, and I've been listening in, and you know, so I was just wanted to shout out hello to everybody on the site, and I'm glad you keep on posting audio chats, and it's good that it has picked up a bit as of late. It's good.
Yeah. Well, uninstall's been done some, and I like that as well. I like to. Nice to hear you as well. Yeah, come back and do some more. Yeah,
good to hear you, Tom. I was just enjoying your guys' chat. I have to go as well. So it's been good. I guess it sounds like we're all kind of wrapping up, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go on.
Yeah.
We're letting the shooters loose.
I think we can call that one another not one to be too worried about. Poor 50 poor mothers haven't lost their gay
unless
sons.
You're gay and you go to nightclubs, then you should be scared.
I mean, gays.
Like I said with Ab before, this is why we all need RFID chips to enter nightclubs and things like that. Prevent these type of events, right?
Well, I'm going to kiss you both good night and hope I don't face the consequences.
Well, we're both males, Tom, so be careful. Huh?
Exactly. That was my attempted reference. He saw a couple of guys kissing, didn't he? And that drove him to murder 50 men, 50 people.
Yeah.
That's a slight overreaction.
49.
Oh, sorry, 49. 50. You said earlier. I do apologize. Yes.
He didn't kill that many.
At least 49. Yeah. Oh, they were definitely 50 yesterday. Someone they found.
I'm sure it'll be revised again.
They found someone alive and some dead bodies again, did they? Ah, yes, they found one of those at Aberfan. Oh.
It probably only did headshots too, you know, straight between the eyes.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, how does one man do it? I mean, it sounds like just spraying people, you know. But they put out the social media messages 9 minutes after the shooting started. A message was sent out on Facebook to the club goers. You know, leave immediately and keep running.
And reminiscent of the Norway massacre too, it's like he supposedly called the cops and everything himself, so he was probably very well prepared. And it's
He had to get the official, you know, the official story out there.
Or in whatever. France, they are writing that he got radicalized through using the internet.
Really? Oh, God.
Hey, Dal, before you go, it's me, Aberato.
Oh, hello, Aberato.
We had a little back and forth about Miss Grimmy. Oh. Or grimy.
Women with Adam's apples. Yes.
Yeah, well, yes, and we did a poll on how many, you're saying it's quite common to see a young woman with a large Adam's apple. I think we've had this conversation before, a little deja vu, in fact.
I think we have a little bit. I mean, we've transgressed to transgenderism. No, or something. But no, okay, so there's this Grimmy. Now, she was tied in her last, you know what her last Facebook post was? Or no, on her last Twitter, she tweeted, I've got a gig in Orlando, come to Orlando.
Yeah, it was a Snapchat or something.
Yeah, that was the last thing she put out.
I saw it, and she wasn't a bad singer, actually, if it was her singing. I'm not sure if she... Well, I'm always suspicious of these characters, because if she is a real person, or one of the 9 or 11 methods of viximology, somehow inserted into the story years ago, there's nothing wrong with thinking that they could develop these characters years beforehand, because you cannot do an Orlando psychological operation and start planning a week ago. These are years in the making. And you can be sure the next one is for 3 years out is being worked on to this day.
Oh, what 30 years? Come on. You know what I mean? Well, I do.
I said 3 years right now. But yeah, they could be working on one 30 years.
Yeah. No, it was, wasn't it? I mean, you know, 9/11 was clearly planned in, you know, was already in planning in 68. So.
Yeah, agree. But my point is that this Grimmy character could have been a part of the plan all along to put her on The Voice and then put her into an Orlando type situation. This situation, it's totally possible. But
she could be down there in Orlando. One of these, we should be looking out for her.
But maybe the point is that this is a straw man where we're talking about the Adam's apple and the trans investigation. Maybe, I just thought it was kind of funny.
Fair enough. Well, Felix put it up there. Felix put it up and someone had, there'd been
YouTube
on it. I think it's a distraction. I think there's plenty there in that psyop in itself. You know, it's interesting enough. To then sort of say, and I think that I was interested, these things are interesting to me because I didn't know, and I looked, And I think it's not uncommon for women's Adam's apples to show, actually. We've all got them. It's merely our voice box. And men are naturally larger. But you can, women do have protuberances there. Protuberances, yes.
Yeah.
And,
okay.
Yes. So I know you've been having a look around at women's Adam's apples, but going around.
I like to see it. I like to look at a good Adam's apple now and then. Yes, I do.
You're going around staring at bulges. Yes.
And I have ordered the lead in trans investigator to take a look at this. I have requested that he put his attention to it and see if there's anything there. And I think his research led towards the whole concept of the castrati. And I think that is a very realistic and viable possibility. Modern castratis. What say you?
Yeah, I mean,
are you singing?
Yeah, in very high voice. Yeah, I mean, it's feasible. Of course, you know, something. Yeah, all manner of things are possible. Of course, yeah.
So just to summarize, you are now going over to talk about that 22-year-old singer being killed by that 27-year-old male fan.
That's who I'm talking about, but I'm just saying it's all probably somewhat tied into this whole event.
And because the numbers are there, of course, so it's like 22 and 27, it's like in the music industry, 27 is the age you supposedly should go down on, you know?
So yeah.
What are the links that you see?
Well, your audio sucks. Your audio is really bad. Are you on a Wi-Fi connection, Unreal?
I am.
Yeah, it's really bad.
This
I thought that was my end.
This grim.
Tom, is he coming through poorly?
No, yes, as I already said, yeah, actually, yeah. But this grinning.
Maybe it's mine, hold on.
No, it was UN's. UN's got a dodgy mic tonight for some reason.
But, no, it's his Wi-Fi connection.
Okay. But this Grimmy, she was clear, it looks like a psyop, doesn't it? It looks like, because she's a manufactured pop star. And
there's no doubt it is.
Yeah, it's a psyop. So, and because they've got this other one down in Orlando, you can just tie them together. Why not? So, you know, I mean, I don't know if there's necessarily specific story there, but why not tie it in if you can? You know this other op's going on at the same time, so it's all part of the news story, you know.
And you have all the team at the same place, you know, so it's like they can centralize things operation-wise.
Well, that as well, yeah. I mean, yeah, sure. All tied in. I mean, what an impressive organization, really, in a sense, isn't it? It's amazing that it goes on. Like you say, years in planning, 24/7. So, yeah. Well, gentlemen, it's great to talk to you. And, I have to tear myself away, I think. Oh, someone else has joined.
Just me.
Yeah, I should tear myself away, really. Got a lot of it.
I'm talking to you now, Tom, and Ab, too.
Everyone's heading out as I head in?
Yeah, apology.
Yeah, European time is kind of, it's 2:16 here. I'm in Norway right now.
Yeah, I've got physical work to do tomorrow. I'll be working hard for a while, so I've got to get my energy. And it's quarter past one here. But yeah, great to talk to you. I'm glad I caught you too, Tim. And it's interesting. I think I'm open minded still, but you're not going to jump to conclusions on it. You know, as I say, that was interesting enough as it was that grinning.
Well. She's obviously inserted into the story, not randomly, I don't think.
Yeah.
Contrarian.
Contrarian.
Every time he comes in with some problem on his audio or just
Now it says he has no speaker. Before he came in without a mic, now he came in without a speaker.
Doesn't that mean he can't hear what we're saying?
Well, let's see if he can hear us talk.
He's deliberately contrarious.
Contrarious, so you can talk. Can you hear us? No.
Well, he might be able to put a message in the old live stream there. But yeah, all right. I'm going to bid you good night.
Well, yeah. Nice talking to you. Keep checking your Adam's apples of your favorite girls. But,
I will do. I'm going to do a definite investigation on that, and I'll get back to you. Yeah.
And we're looking forward to the Jungle Surfers trans investigation.
Yeah. I'll keep my finger on the pulse and continue my trans investigation of gay clubs. Gay bar. I want to take you to a gay bar. Gay bar. I mean, it's made that song the hit of the summer, isn't it? Not the hit of the summer. In Orlando, Florida. Shut up, Tom. I'll go to bed. Good night, boys.
Bye.
See ya. Bye.
There goes Tom Delpra of fakeologist.com. Unreal. You got few more minutes, or?
Yeah, I got a few more minutes.
Got so much to talk about. Sorry, Tom left so early.
All right. So, like I said earlier, I received a message from a viewer who said that this
Tom, come back if you can.
Christina Grimey. Here's a headline here that sort of shows some of this. Singer Christina Grimey dies after Orlando shooting, suspect dead.
Unreal, do you like this Pockets of the Future guy, Paul?
I haven't really spent much time listening to his stuff. I'm sorry, so I don't have an opinion, really. He's on YouTube, yeah?
Pardon me, sorry, say again?
He's on YouTube, yeah?
Yeah, I post this stuff quite often. He's talking about the Adam's apple of this portrayed as female. Let's just listen a bit. Do you want to listen a bit?
Yeah. All right.
We are heartbroken is the quote from Huffington Post. And you can see the picture. She is wearing a scarf around her Adam's apple, which is clearly displayed many other photos. This person has or had an Adam's apple. There's often or he is wearing something covering up the Adam's apple. So think about this, the implications of this person that was on reality TV Voice and linked to part of this big shooting that's happened. The story is being shadowed by this tragedy, and both look to be again ties this idea of sexual tied to terrorism. So when you think of all of these events played out, one after movement.
If you want to say anything and interrupt, let me know if you have any comments.
Oh, that's fine.
Gender fluid and sexual fluid movement. They've pushed down all of our throats in the bathroom.
Anyone listening to this, just Google Pockets of the Future, Paul Romano, YouTube.
I've covered this in so many videos. And there's a clear...
This guy's really zooming up. He's got 43,000 subscribers now. So he's getting a lot of traction.
Agenda there. There are events that have come about, the Bruce Jenner thing, all of these related that they have covered in the media a lot about transgender teens bullied and these types of things. It's something that they are pushing out there basis. It's a focal point of psychological operation. And then this person shows up and it's murdered and it looks clearly see that he or she has a pronounced, and there is just no coincidence here. Why would that be? Why would this person, girl, have an Adam's apple? All of these reality TV stars, singers, and these five was the one Adam's apple, all that has an Adam's apple targeted. So this is something everybody has to think of. You're indefinite. Look for, maybe that's an Adam. Adam's apple, it's right there, it's pronounced. Boy, bigger than most boys' Adam's apple. See, so the other aspect is, why was she so often wearing a scarf or her hair in such a way to cover up her photos? And this is a person I never even knew about until photos, but you see the dressing, there is an effort there to cover up the Adam's apples. Self-conscious about it, if it was, there wasn't this agenda to make women more masculine and men more feminine, which I've covered in video over and after video. It's been documented. These things just keep on flying out there. They just keep on pushing this down all of our throats, on rolling these things out. And how can they say there's not an agenda here? Because last year you didn't know about sexual fluid, gender fluid. I asked you what that meant. You'd be like, I don't know. Fluid out of genders? I mean, it just wasn't even a term that most people were familiar with. Stuff happened with Caitlyn Jenner and all these things, Bruce Jenner. So here's another example. Person here who looks to be a point, someone who has had sex change or talked about how they can change the sex in utero. But there's more masculine characteristics. Women now, they're more feminine characteristics than men, and nobody can deny that. And they're pushing that as a social agenda, saying that's normal. That's what they're saying. Forced out there. That's something that everyone should consider, given the context of all of the events that are swirling around, thing in Orlando, other things. I'm going to get into this. I'll really explain why they're doing this and what's this really about. Because it's not a gay agenda. Holistic. Something completely different. I'm going to use this thing with Richard Simmons getting a sex change. Display that in the following video.
Okay. What do you think of that? Not much content there.
Yeah, it's a lot of thoughts on a subject that he doesn't seem to have a real, you know, good grasp of.
Oh, no, the headline on Google News. Omar Mateen cheered while watching 9/11 attacks on school TV. Oh.
They never miss a connection, huh?
Let's load every psyop into this. They're going to tie every psyop into this summer psyop.
Yeah.
He was in high school in Florida.
Excuse me?
Says he went to high school in Florida.
Right.
What else Paul has to say? You like Paul? I find his observations very good.
I wonder if I didn't listen to him on the flat Earth subject too at some point.
Well, he discounts it completely.
Yeah, so it's like it really made me not so, because I don't think he had very many good arguments. He was like laying on his on his kitchen table or something like that, I think. I don't think that's a very good measure of, but it doesn't mean that what he says is not interesting, but when it's so, you know, light-weighted on one subject that's actually of importance these days, it kind of, you know, makes you question the use of listening to him further.
Let's see what he has to say here.
Three videos. I'm hopefully going to make them all today. At least I'll do the voiceovers today, and then they will be up today or tomorrow. And in these three videos, I'm going to cover in this
video. How did
I
make so many videos?
Product. What?
I don't think he has a job.
But come on. I mean, it's like, that's curious in itself. It's like, I'm already mistrusting when somebody is just pushing out videos and have lots of viewers and getting, you know, not banned and stuff like that. So it's like,
you're right, Till. You're right to question.
I'm like questioning, that. And as I said, I saw one video with him on the flat earth and he wasn't that seriously engaged, really. He was just, you know, making very lightweighted observations and going with those few points, not gathering all the evidence and trying to make a point, you know.
Yeah, I'm just.
Wow. I don't know where you are with the flat earth right now, Ab, but I mean, it's really.
Well, I have a blog called FlatEarthOfEcologist.com, a sublog. I've cooled off on it and on research because I haven't changed my opinion. That is just to continue the research. But having done a
fair amount of research, it's safe to say, though, that there is no clear-cut model that really takes home the win here.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. There's no doubt about what that's correct.
The case, it means like the model of the universe and the Earth we live on, right? So it's like it's very doubtful that the right answer is the one they're given us, because it's not, you know. So it's like I understand that we don't want to talk about the subject because, you know, so much other disinformation comes with it, you know, like a view on 9/11 and view on this and that operation, and, you know, it's a lot of controversy with it. And of course, you know, you have the standard disinfo agents in there too, but it's like it's just not reasonable for anybody to downright say that they know the shape of the earth, because nobody can really claim they do. And so that's why I think that this guy, Paul guy, you say, is like he was like condescending toward in his opinion somehow. It's like he's hanging some people out to dry somehow. I don't like that too much.
What's the product that they are producing in this this alleged Orlando massacre? That in just a moment. And then I'm going to talk about this person, Christine Grimes, who has an obvious Adam's apple and how this is all interrelated. And then talking also about the interrelated aspect that Richard Simmons has had a sex change operation. I'll get into what this is all about in that video.
What do you think they want to have us interested in, like, if people are gay or transvestite and all that stuff? It's just, you know, it's just a smoke, you know. It's not nothing to do with something really essential. I just think that they are, you know, making fools of us if we go around and think that, you know, these things are really, you know, significant, because they're not. It's like, okay, they had a feminist agenda for years, and now they have a homosexual agenda, so what? You know, it's like, it's nothing really dark and secret about that, you know? It's like, it's pretty much out there in the open, and it's like, if you listen to some agnostic media or whatever, you know, all those agendas have been out in the clear for a long time, you know, about the family and about all that. It's like, nothing controversial about that, you know. It's nothing they are hiding, really. I mean, they've even written books to explain it all to us, you know. So I don't know why they need to use those subjects as if they're like conspiracy subjects, you know, because they're not really.
Well,
why are they doing? fairly clear.
Because Paul is trying to introduce us into a sleeping state with his voice, you know. So Paul has got the authority, you know, and I just believe what I'm saying, you know, and look at the video. And I put another one out tomorrow or tonight. It's going to come out really soon. I'm doing this all for free, you know.
That's very good.
No, I have a bad accent, but it's like it's.
I thought that was someone else. You fooled me for a minute. I had to see what blue light was on.
But it's like he's just using like his voice and so much time on this stuff. So he's a professional. You know what I'm saying? Just like Mark Sargent and those people. It's like.
He has a history on YouTube. I haven't gone all the way back, but he was admitting he's much better than he used to be.
Yeah.
Oh, if you want to go back, I'm not going back, but he's got a professional mic. He's even illustrated that.
Third video. The first part everyone should know. This looks completely staged and contrived event in Orlando. We'll get to that in just a moment. But even if this was an organic event, guy who allegedly shot, I guess, 50 people in Orlando did that, and they were all dead bodies, and that actually happened. The way that this is being portrayed by the media, the way it's being covered and the way people are talking about it, is they are using this as a psychological weapon. Now, I've talked about this in previous videos about these crisis-acted events, these staged events.
I talked about
and
it
what.
Well, here's funny because he's showing a YouTube page. He's showing a web page. I guess it's probably Drudge, you know, the DrudgeReport.com. Mm-hmm. And it says here, gone, a snapshot of the lost lives in Orlando. Quote, he loved travel. Quote, like a big brother to me. Quote, like to make everyone laugh. Quote, we did everything together. Quote, I can't stop crying. Quote, you will take a piece of my heart with you. Have we not seen these catchphrases over and over and over again?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
They get out of the events, the product, the event, and you can clearly see this here. It's victimization. And that victimization, I've talked about this in my work as a counselor with sex offenders. And sex offenders use their own victimization, feel like a victim, and that gives them permission to do bad things.
Hey, Ab, a guy that's been having that kind of work, he must have some psychological education, you know? So this guy is obviously, you know, a professional.
Well, no, he's got some background. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, but it's kind of scary that he's a psychologist or something, you know, like being used to working with twisted minds or something somehow, you know.
Yeah, I'm not as suspicious as you are on this one, but.
Well, I don't know him that I haven't, as I said, I just discounted him from the get-go in the sense that one of his videos seemed, you know, not so serious to me.
Wars are started by people claiming they have been victimized. All crimes are started by people who claim that they are being victimized. And this victimization is going to be used to strip away your rights and change society as we now know it. Now, this event that's happened is a Sandy Hook level event, or maybe even bigger than Sandy Hook, because of the sheer body count. It's already a huge story.
Is that a very hypnotizing tone of voice, kind of, doesn't he, Ab?
Yeah, well, sounds like he's a little sleepy in this one.
Yeah. You don't feel like that's on purpose, that he's always using this monotone voice with all, you know, the same intonations and stuff like that?
No, I'm listening to the words. I'm listening to the message more than anything. I'm not hypnotized. I already said earlier in this audio chat, I don't think I can be hypnotized, but I know.
Yeah, then you're the most likely to be hypnotized, they say.
Yeah, is that right? No.
So he must be a hypnotizer because you don't believe him to be.
Well,
it's like, you know, the hypnotization subject is like we are all hypnotized all the time, you know. It's like we all change the states. When you go into the car, you're not the same when you're out playing, you know, soccer or American football, you know. You're in a different state of mind. That's also kind of hypno state, you know. So it's like we are hypnotizing ourselves all the time, you know. If you put on a, you know, special biker shirt when you go out and do some cycling, you are kind of influencing your own state of mind only by the fact that you're putting on that shirt, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like a lot of ways to condition us. It's like just in slighter or bigger degrees. And I think, yeah, of course, film and such medias are very, you know, strong elements they use. It's very efficient. Just look at kids when they look at a TV. They are like hypnotized. It's like because they are hypnotized, you know?
I agree. Do you want to listen to any more of this or you had enough of him?
Yeah, I think I would classify him as not on my list of trusted sources.
Okay. How do you like this guy, How I See It?
Hi, this is How I See the World. Okay, at the Orlando Pulse nightclub shooting, fraud took place 2 days ago. We now have, the number changed again, we now have 49 victims. First it was 20, then it jumped way up to 50, and now it's 49. For some reason, they're unable to identify bodies of adults who are inside an adult bar, which, of course, you can't get into without your ID. So I guess the officials didn't think to check their wallet for their ID. At any rate.
Very good observation.
Yeah, I know. This guy's fun.
Dave from Deep in the Rabbit Hole alerted me to this crisis actor mother being interviewed by this traitor, George Stephanopoulos, who's quickly becoming another.
Why is he saying traitor? Is it like believing in United in the nation and the you know the?
Oh yeah, well yeah the, yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay, good some luck people, to him.
Yeah, some people do, you know, they believe in it.
Propaganda airwaves. At any rate, this Christine Lananen or Linenen. Her son apparently was killed at the nightclub. Of course, we all know nobody died at the nightclub at all because there has not been one single solitary ambulance at the scene. And who in the hell pronounced all 50 of these people dead? There's your numero uno question for this ridiculous psyop. It amazes me, you know, the sheep who sit around going, oh my God, 50 died, and not even thinking about ambulances. There's not a single ambulance in any of the footage. On top of all the other discrepancies that we've been finding and that will be continue to be found, especially when these crisis actor parents start getting their GoFundMe pages up and running. I'm sure they've already started to do it. So this woman here is... She'll go move over center of the screen when she starts talking. I have it blown up very large so you can see her eyes through her sunglasses. She's very clearly reading cards being held, or maybe a teleprompter, down below the camera. You can see her eyes going down. You can see her stop mid-sentence because she can't remember her lines, and then checking the cue cards and continuing with her sentence. You'll also see this street behind her is completely blocked off. You'll see a policeman walk across here, making sure that nobody comes around and sees this crisis actor reading from cards. You know, that just reminds me, actually, just today on my way home, there was a whole street blocked off on Wilshire Boulevard, a main street here. About two blocks worth of the street was completely blocked off, diverting all traffic, which was a pain in the ass. So as soon as I saw it, I pulled over. There was parking, luckily, magically. And I got my camera out, I videotaped it. I asked this cameraman, three news vans were there. One had a big camera out on a tripod. I asked him what was going on. He said two words. He said, suspicious package.
Mm-hmm. We had a suspicious black hooded man walking around downtown Toronto today. We have a SWAT team was down there today. We had a whole thing going on in Toronto.
They're having alerts of suspicious people now. So what did they
it's global. It's the programming's global.
So the children have to go home to their houses, or what are they doing?
Oh no, no, they closed at least 10 buildings. It was near our legislature for the province.
Was it near a school or something too, or?
It was near one of the world's best children's hospital. It was under lockdown today.
Oh yeah. In Paris, you know, we have the subway, and they always have some, you know, suspicious package, you know, so they have to close down the line, and everybody stands there and waits, you know.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Well, you can't. They don't want you having your own car, so yeah, that's perfect. They got everyone funneled into the tunnel.
So it's new for me that they're closing down the area of suspicious people.
What do you think of how I see it? This guy's name is How I See the World, and he keeps.
Oh, he has a funny way of presenting some
delivery.
Of the facts here.
He's sarcastic. It's great.
Yeah, a little bit emotional though. It's like well, some of the alternative researchers, they always have this tendency to badmouth the normal person, you know, to have them get angry. It's like a little bit like Alex Jones is trying to stir up the public, you know. That's something I'm not that fond of, you know, that sensationalist attitude. It's like not what's going to help us to be emotional, you know. And some of these people, they want us to be emotional, and they use those, any means they can to have us stirred up an emotion, often by being emotional themselves. But otherwise, this guy is on the funny side and similarly. Presenting some facts and good thinking. I mean, the identity card is not something I immediately thought about, but of course, yeah, in the United States, everybody has to show ID more or less to go to a club. So, yeah,
well, being that's just
able
so
to
they don't
them.
Allow underage people
exactly.
for drinking. That's it. Yeah,
exactly. It's
you know,
like
for future reference. If anything weird happened on that street, then I'd have a record of who was there that day. Anyway, it made me think, you know, the police can say anything, block off a street, to make use of it for whatever psyop they wanted, for any old excuse they wanted. Or if they wanted to go into an apartment building and murder a bunch of people, all they have to do is block off the streets. Suspicious package. Nobody allowed. So that's what this big empty street behind Christine here made me think of. So let's just get into this before this gets too long.
Yeah.
And just watch her and listen to her. And
like the illusion he makes to us to be scared, like if the state's ambition is to go around and kill us with all the rights on it. I don't think that's their ambition. They just want to rule us, you know, in any way they like to. And they're not about to going out and killing every citizen, you know. And if he alludes to the fact that they're giving themselves rights to do this and that, I mean, they grab those rights any day as they want. It's just to better rule us. They can give themselves those powers anytime. They don't even have to tell us about it. You know, they just have those powers by definition of being, you know, in charge. They can do anything. I mean, they don't need any new law or something like that to do anything. That's a point I would not agree with your view on things about. It's the fact that everything has to be according to the law. I don't believe that. I just think that they write the law. They don't care about the law. It's only for other people, and they do as they want.
Yeah, well, Tom, Chris from Hoaxbusters Call says the same thing. Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
So I mean, think you, you probably listen to him talk about that as well.
Oh yeah, of course, yes too. And I just think that when this presenter is like having us think about being scared of the state coming to our house and killing us, claiming there's a suspicious person somewhere or closing down the street, I don't think that's what we need to be scared of. You know, that's scaremongering to me.
Well, there's no, he might not be as far advanced in the research as you and I, for sure. But I know what you're saying.
Yeah, it's just his general view of the world. Like, he seems
but he has
like
a more mainstream view. His view is more mainstream than ours. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I think people think like him more than they do like us, for sure.
Yeah, I think at least for me, I think the fact to realize that there weren't people in those towers when it went down, it kind of was a shock, you know, to actually have to admit that the state is not that murdering animal in an open sense that we want to portray it as, you know. It's like much more, you know, another kind of a beast than what we want to make it, you know, like much more insidious, you know, in the way it acts.
Yeah.
I think at one point she says her son's name, Chris. It sounds like she's almost saying grandson and catches herself. Here we go.
No, I called him last night at 6 o'clock. I was at SeaWorld. And I was just giving him some information that he was going to need to know for my...
Oh, she was laughing.
Upcoming.
What was he doing at SeaWorld? SeaWorld is where they have the captured killer whales. People are against that nowadays, of course.
Surgery. And I left him with I love you. And I left him with I love you, Chris. And I left him with I love you, Chris. And then I just happened to wake up at 3 o'clock. And I was checking my Facebook. And I saw that one of Christopher's friends, Brandon, had posted on Facebook that there was a shooting at the Pulse, and he doesn't know where his friends were. So I texted him and called him and came right here to the hospital, and we've been waiting since 4 this morning.
Okay, hold it right there, Christine. At 4 in the morning, all of the people were still inside Pulse Nightclub with the gunmen. At 4 in the morning, nobody knew how many people were dead. Nobody knew if anybody was dead inside the nightclub. It was still a hostage situation. Why would she just go to the hospital? Does that make any sense to anybody? You hear of a shooting at a bar, it's still going on, and you go to the hospital? At 4 a.m., an hour before the police breach the wall and kill fake ISIS suspect Omar Mateen. Does this make any sense to anybody? Of course it doesn't.
No, it's all nonsense.
It's ridiculous. It's full of flaws. Bad writers.
Yes, bad writers.
His friend Brandon was in the club.
I'm going to point one more thing out too. George just tried to say something and she continued on with her script because she knows she has to read the whole thing. She's got a mission and she's going to just shovel right through it. She does it again coming up.
The time of the shooting.
Christine, we are praying with you. Go ahead.
He told me that he had just happened to be in the bathroom. And he heard multiple gunshots. And he was able to run out the front door. And while he was standing by the club door, and the ambulances were coming in, he saw that my son's boyfriend.
Ambulances? What ambulances? I didn't see an ambulance. Did anybody see an ambulance?
And multiple gunshots and was being taken by the ambulance. But he never saw Christopher come out. And we haven't been able to call him or text him.
Well, we're going to do everything we can to help find him as well, Christine. We're praying with you. We feel so badly, and our hearts are going out to you. Thank you for sharing what you knew with us this morning.
I just wanted to say, though, that this is a club that nobody wants to be in.
This is her big gun grab speech.
And please, could we do something with the assault weapons? So that we could stop this club from ever getting any new members. I beg all of you, please. I wanted to let you know about my son when he was in high school.
Boring. We don't care about your crisis actor son who was in high school, honey. But thanks anyway. So maybe she'll start touring with Francine and David Wheeler. Maybe she'll start touring with the other Sandy Hook crisis actor, former failed actors and musicians trooping around the world on Air Force One with the president, or excuse me, the CEO of the United States of America Corporation to try to get our guns so that when the criminals who don't buy guns but steal them and won't give up their guns will be able to come at us like sitting ducks. Christine, for that, I thank you.
Mm-hmm. I like this guy.
Yeah, I think the gun agenda is another overblown issue. You know, it's like it's so many guns in the United States that it doesn't matter if they forbid it or not. They can't put them out of circulation. And I mean, why should they be afraid of people with guns, you know? Doesn't change anything for the people in power, you know?
Well, it's possible.
But why would they be afraid of people with guns? They control their brains. You know, they're not afraid of people having guns. People don't know who to shoot at anyhow, you know? It's like a...
That he was going to need to know for my...
Sounds like you're laughing a bit.
Oh, this is the same script. Someone else is just doing a little.
I love you, Chris. And then I just happened to wake up at 3:00.
She's the Gene Rosen of this story. Remember Gene Rosen from Sandy Hook?
You just happened to wake up at 3:00 in the morning and went and stand at a hospital 1 hour later without any confirmation. You know, this is pretty good.
Looked at the newspaper here. It says, police officer killed, child rescued after stabbing in Paris suburb. Oh, can't keep up.
Yeah, there's also, there are some, you know, there's a lot of attention to France through the European Championships in football right now. And there was some, like, mass violence with between Russians and English supporters and stuff, you know.
Oh no, Microsoft bought another company, LinkedIn. Unbelievable.
They bought LinkedIn?
Yeah, there's another. Unbelievable, isn't it? Just the corporate consolidation is crazy.
That's, who owns Facebook again?
It's a public company.
Yeah, so it's just, so is, LinkedIn must be a public traded company too, isn't it?
I don't know. It could be private. I don't know.
Sometimes owning a company just means like you have the majority of the shares, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's right. You have to have the voting shares, I believe.
Yeah, so like, doesn't Facebook have an owner, or is it just the Alan Greenberg family there?
I don't know who controls the majority shares. I don't know. Because there's different kinds of shares you can issue.
Yeah.
Voting shares and non-voting shares. It's a whole thing.
But so Microsoft, they also have Skype, and where we know their record and, you know, analyze the people talking on.
Yeah. Man arrested in California ahead of gay pride parade had guns and explosives. Okay, here we go. Explosions in Lebanon, Beirut. Just all over the place, huh?
Yeah, but I think when you look back, it's always been things happening all the time. It's like they also hazards immobilized by the pace they make things happen. You know, it's like remember when we were trying to go back in time and look at, you know, the events of past decades and centuries. It's like they always created a huge amount of what's happening in the world, because I think it's not that much happening. So they have to create much of it.
Nothing is happening. Only thing happening is what is driven by the culture creators, and they own the intelligence agency.
Yeah, it's like the book from Graham Greene, Our Man in Havana, or what the title was. It's like just contrivances. It's like they are making up so much stuff so that we can be happy, you know, about you know, things moving forward in some way. I think important for us to feel, you know, we are in the center of attention, that things are happening all the time. So I think that's a kind of a pace to have set up for us. And with the internet, it's only getting more easy to bombard us with different content. And in the future, it will probably be very interesting too.
Too bad Scott Adams, who is the creator of Dilbert cartoon, I guess he cannot say anything regarding media fakery. He's fully subscribed to the Orlando event, even though he writes about hypnosis and persuasion regarding Donald Trump and the American populace, but he's certainly not going to go off the reservation and discuss this. So, reading his blog.
Yeah, but it's like, even if you can talk to people about what we have discovered, it's like they're not receptive, you know? It's like people wouldn't even read it, even if he wrote it, you know?
They wouldn't notice? They wouldn't?
They wouldn't read it. It wouldn't interest them. They would find it highly, you know, implausible. You know, they are too used to their, you know, medias and education to, they cannot entertain those thoughts, you know? So it's like, even if mainstream wrote it black and white, I don't think people would really get it unless it was propagized to them. You know, they need to get fed the food in the same way as always, you know? So it's like, that is improbable to happen somehow, so.
Well, if you're listening live on the live stream tonight, we have a few live listeners tonight. We've got Michigan, we've got London, England, we've got somewhere in Australia, and we've got Manitoba, Canada, listening to the live stream on audio chat.
It's great you have been on so regularly lately on your TeamSpeak app. It's great to listen to talk with everybody.
Well, thank you. So it's the easiest way for me, and it's not Skype. And every now and then I get a little itchy to say something, as long as there's someone to talk to. Frank's been coming to the mic. Rolo's doing a regular thing, so I'm playing some music too.
Yeah.
What's your thought on this guy? Take a listen.
A day after the supposed shooting down in Orlando, Florida, at the gay club called The Pulse, what do you see? One of the headlines the very next day: city releases names, ages of 33 nightclub shooting victims. Hmm. Not 32 victims, not 34 victims, but 33. Give me a break. And, of course, it's all about Freemasonry, order out of chaos. That's exactly what's taking place. The chaos that they create, they're going to bring in their order. And like I said yesterday, this is the guy they're going to spotlight. And sure enough, it's exactly what's happening. This fat piece of garbage. This guy's a fraud. He's a liar. Pulling the heartstrings. This is all about deception. And this is why I get so upset and so angry. This is all leading to something much bigger. People are being pulled by their heartstrings.
Oh.
You know, they want to show how much they care, how much
it's going
of a
to lead to something
they
big,
are.
Huh?
They don't know.
What's that?
It's going to lead to something big, huh? It's something very dangerous is going to go down, you know?
Well, no, he's saying it's going to lead to a bigger psyop.
Yeah, but that's also scaremongering, Ab, and he's also going very, you know, oh, you see 33, then it's fake, you know? So it's a very... You know, it's not very deep. You know, it's going after a very, you know, superficial, you know, audience.
No, I agree. But I he does a lot. I think he does a lot of good. He's got 23,000 listeners or subscribers.
How many listeners to your shows, Ab?
Well, it's more like the thousands. Not
yeah.
But you, but just because you have 23,000 subscribers.
I mean, it's just like evil written on the screen backwards, you know, it's like, it's just written on the screen.
Well, I agree. But well, it says here he has 2,259 views. I don't know if that's just, I don't even know what a view is. Is a view 2 seconds and then you can turn it off, or do you have to go all the way through, halfway through? I don't know what Google calls a view. But
I think it's their view.
Yeah, it's their view what the view is.
But you agree.
All we get.
Yeah.
You agree that if YouTube wants to fake their numbers, they could. I'm not saying that's the case with this guy, but I'm just saying if they wanted to, they could.
Oh, I agree.
So it's like.
Out of all the cell phone footage, by the way, we get 2 video images with this one here from across the street where you show, I showed this before, I'll show it again. You see basically people just walking around casually right here. You see one person here, another person walking casually right there. Take a close look right there. You'll see that person just strolling by like nothing's going on because nothing is going on but a live drill. Now you see that person just walk right past this phony triage scene. Take a look here as I showed yesterday. Now I'm going to show a little bit more here. I found an additional clip. Oh, here's that guy. Here's Mr. Hero. I'll just show it right now. Here's Mr. Hero. You know, the supposed shooting just happened. You have your paramedics, supposed paramedics.
All the footage they show, it looks like there's Vaseline on the camera lens. It's so bad. And that's really important to obscure any detail.
Yeah, or filming a TV set like the David and Moon landings, you know.
Exactly. That's right.
It would be funny to see how they're going to do with high definition. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, well, high definition. You can see the hair growing out of a mole on someone's face. It's so detailed.
Exactly.
It actually has reinvigorated the makeup industry. Because if you saw what people's faces really look like, you might be horrified here. Under HD. So they really have to kick on the makeup. Yeah, it's added a new level of talent to makeup makeup.
Yeah, and the cheapest makeup is video makeup, you know, so doing it digitally.
Well, I think that's actually more expensive. I think just caking it on your face is probably the easiest way.
I don't think so. I think like all the filters you can put on a film, like just if you try to do something with a photo in Photoshop or something, it's like all those filters that can touch up a face on seconds. Just by you know, evening out the pixels and all that stuff, they can do that on film too. So it's like very easy to brush up appearance digitally. I think not to alter things completely, but at least to touch up the appearance.
Actually, I didn't see an ambulance anywhere. You saw a lot of police cars. Let's just go through this. All these police cars everywhere. And where's the ambulance? Where's the ambulances? All these people dead and no ambulances. Give me a break. Now, getting back to this scene here with Mr. Hero, just so happens to be all over the place. Now, again, a shooting just occurred, a supposed mass shooting. And you don't, and these paramedics don't know who is who, but they allow this clown in the American, there he is, in the American flag shirt to operate among them. And this simply just proves right here, this is nothing more than a drill, and they know he's partaking in it. That's why they allow. Here's more footage of that taking place right here. A different angle. But you see the fat slob right here running, supposedly trying to rescue people. But again, nobody died, nobody got hurt. There's nothing but a hoax, nothing but a psyop, nothing but a live drill. Now let's take a look at this footage. The only footage from supposedly inside the nightclub. Now look at this woman's reaction as the supposed bullets go start flying. You don't see her flinch. You don't see her react. She sits there casually. Just take a look.
I'm at the club.
Of course you got to mention you're at the club. Got to make sure you do that. No flinching, no reaction whatsoever. And of course not. She's part of this hoax, part of this psyop. Yeah, okay, what's going on here? Just kind of give a little bit of a strange look. But again, kind of fake, real, and you can't do that. Take a look one more time. Yeah. Of course, cuts off right there. Well, the sheep are going to believe this. There's no convincing them that this is nothing more than a hoax. They believed Sandy Hook was real. They believed Columbine was real. They believed Virginia Tech. They believe in all these hoaxes. So you're not going to convince them that this was a hoax because they have no idea what's taking place. It's all leading to a much larger event, like I stated in my other video, either Barack Obama or Donald Trump. Their fake assassination, one of the two. I believe it's going to be Obama surviving this fake mortal wound. It's going to lead him in after he survives and makes a full recovery. Becomes the last president of the United States. It also could play out where Donald Trump and his fake assassination, after winning the so-called elections, which are nothing more than a sham, and Obama declares martial law and he remains president. Those are two likely scenarios, and again, once you understand
that's
TV
the more
news,
fear-mongering,
comes to national and international news stories.
Afternoon rolls?
Yeah, martial law and, you know, all that stuff. I mean, that's scaremongering. Next thing is going to ask us to buy food to survive, you know?
G'day, Ab and Unreal, how you guys doing?
Hi, Rollo.
Hello.
Hi, Rolls.
How are you, my favorite froggy? How are you, man?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's
fine.
Some great straight talking today. You invited me in, so
always.
How could I refuse?
Always welcome here.
Yeah, well, it only went live 3 hours after we were talking last, or before we went live last night. So we really didn't touch on it much last night because we didn't know anything, really, but it's all coming out now. Everyone's videoing all over the place on it, aren't they?
The Orlando thing, yeah, it's a shot in the arm for the people that talk about this stuff.
Yeah, I was I've got to be with Unreal there with how I see the world. That guy, his views on 9/11 aren't with us, but he's got good things to say, and there is a little bit of fear mongering going on some of these YouTubes, and once you get through that, you're okay.
People that's very prominent on YouTube, they have some kind of a message somehow, but as you say, Rollo, they all contribute with some bits and pieces that's worth noticing somehow.
Except Alex Jones. I bet he's saying it's real. It's a false flag or something. I haven't checked him out.
Yeah, he's quite successful in stirring people's feelings up. He's probably but as you see, many of these YouTubers they do actually get emotional and try to bring the public with them and being so emotional and getting stirred up. So it's like they're using the same tactics actually, nothing other than some different way of doing the same thing somehow.
Yeah, that's why you need people like Aberrado, nice, calm.
Exactly. Not, and actually making a bit fun of these people, you know, laughing a bit. It's very good.
Well, he was certainly having a good laugh with that, with one of those videos there. I was laughing along with you, Ab. I thought, it was comical, some of the stuff they're trying to push on us now.
Well, like Chris Kendall says, the piss poor actors and listening only to the audio makes you me cringe, actually. It's like, really, you know, it's unbelievably fake in my ears what these witnesses try to pretend happen, you know?
Yeah, that crying woman. I haven't actually seen the bit of video. Were there any tears there, or you said it was like Vaseline on the lens, so you probably couldn't see much at all?
Well, that he was just shooting a street scene in the dark.
Okay.
But something I encounter. I'm at home here in Norway now, and I've been watching some TV with my mother and stuff, and we've been watching some Bachelor series and stuff, you know. And I see all these people on those shows. They're obviously, you know, paid to be there, most of them, but they still are able to cry in large amounts. So it's like. It does seem like the crisis actors there must be nearly, you know, picked because they are so poor at crying or whatever, you know. Maybe it's like some kind of inside joke nearly, you know. So some bad actors obviously can cry, you know, if they want them to cry, you know. They can make them, the tears run somehow because these are like... you probably know these Bachelor shows where you have all those women chasing for a man and vice versa. I mean, all those tears in those shows, it's like most of them are fake too, but they are pouring out.
You'd have to pay me to watch crap like that.
I'll pay you. A beer.
No, but that woman, remember Barry Saturo, he had to rub some Vaseline or some sort of something in his eyes. He was crying out the wrong side.
I mean, they make the footage, so why not just put some pepper in their eyes and have them cry?
Yeah,
you know, it's nothing, you know, magic about it. It's just to cut the film right and, you know, they're crying. But they make me cry when I laugh so hard about of them. So,
give me something to cut up during the week. I'll cut up some of the audios and for next Sunday.
There's so much material. You'll be here till the end of time trying to figure out what to use. There'll be so much material this week. You can
I might overlay it on Terrorist Chick, that song that you played.
Well, don't worry. Someone will join you if you put it out early on that you're going to be on the air at... What time are you going to be on the air?
Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern. Australian time. Anyway, that's enough about me.
Hold on. Are you called... Is it Eastern Australian time?
Yes.
Okay. What you got to do is pump a link in there... for Eastern Daylight Time here.
I've been listening all morning. Apparently uninstalled thought it was Eastern American time.
Well, anyway, I did too. When I say Eastern, we're very North American centric here.
Should have made that clear, but it's been a marathon so far. I've been listening all morning, so good work. Well done. Well done, Ab.
Well, I thought someone should just come on and start talking. This is all people could care what would like to hear about now. I don't even know if Chris Kendall's on right now. But
he should be. You're right. Yeah, he should be getting going right now. Hold on, I'll crack it up. Maybe we can simulcast.
I'm actually getting ready to to head out. I wanted to pass the torch on to next audio chatter. I wanted this to be more like a relay race.
Yeah, well, again, I haven't... You invited me in, and I really didn't have much to say, but I will on next Sunday, though.
Well, that's fine. I just wanted anyone to contribute whatever research they had on the Orlando today, whatever they think is interesting.
Yeah. Well, you've done a good job posting posting the things you've posted. I've watched them, and I've been watching. I was watching it last night when you mentioned it, when it went all over CNN and Fox. Those channels were hammering it hard, but I sort of didn't give it much mind. But it's certainly blown up today, hasn't it? It's just amazing.
I could only possibly listen to this through the eyes of our fellow fakeologists. I couldn't. There's no way I could watch this raw on CNN.
Have you tried to get any of these YouTubers interest and have them on your show somehow? Or
I haven't been able to set aside a good time during the week.
Are they responding to your invitations, or do you have any feedback from these people? Or?
I actually reached out to How I See It, and then I just didn't have a chance. I don't have a time to meet with him.
Yeah.
And he's pumping out the audios. I think Pockets of the Future I might have reached out to, but I don't have a good time right now to...
But they do respond to you then?
How I See It did, I believe, and Lift the Veil guy, when he first came out, I wanted to talk to him, but I'm not sure.
I want to talk to PK again in a calm, soberly fashion.
Yeah, but, I never talked to PK before.
I did watch that... The Paul Stoll versus David Weiss.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't like David Weiss at all, and I like Paul Stoll even less. But okay. But yeah, because
David Weiss owned him.
Oh, didn't he? I saw you write. That
I didn't even
comments.
Finish the audio. Actually, I was only halfway in. That's what I thought.
Oh well, you got to go to the end part. The last the 1 hour 40 mark. He really owns them then. Yeah. But I saw you write that in there, and I watched it, and it was hard to watch. But, a lot of people like that sort of confrontational stuff. But PK is a guy I like. And he was really having to go at PK for no reason. What? So PK was an actor before, and so he's Jewish. He seems pretty legitimate and out to caring for his fellow man to me, so. That's all I've got to say about that.
I don't have a problem with PK. I talked about him earlier.
PK Ham had a cordial chat with him for 3 hours. He didn't even drop one F-bomb. Good guy.
Yeah, he's just passionate. I don't... see anything really untoward about him or nefarious in any way? Unless I'm missing something, I haven't always been.
He's certainly done a few videos on this event. PSYOP. No.
Many videos.
I'll be quiet.
No, I'm sorry. I'm just distracted. I'm doing a million things right now. I'm not ignoring. I'm sorry. This is sort of the. I'm not paying close attention because it's getting late for me now here, and I'm sure I can't believe Unreal's still awake. He's really doing
tired, but I haven't been on for a while, so it's like I'm just hanging in there.
Yeah. Well, feel free to chime in.
What do you mean a while? It's been ancient history. Ancient history.
Yeah.
The last time I heard you was on Chris Kendall's show, and that was a while ago too.
Yeah, I've been a bit distracted of real life events somehow. So
it happens.
But I have been listening though.
Well, we need an event like this to get people to come back out. Too much to talk about here.
And also the fact that you sent out the email.
I did. Yeah.
That's nice. It's like always good to get those alerts and everything. It's good.
Well, a lot of people read email. A lot of people don't, but I just sent it out to get people over here because people don't just seem to gravitate to the audio chat on their own. They need prodding and poking, so I'm glad to get people over here, and I wanted to see if we can make this go as long as possible.
Yeah, it's always for members, I guess, it's also always a little bit intimidating to actually be on air, you know. It's always comfortable to listen to people talk. So,
Exactly. I'm glad to hear everybody. Glad to hear Rollo and yourself.
So it's like...
There's nothing to be worried about, is there, Unreal? I mean, you're as confident. You get a little bit of confidence, but I think the last time I remember you being here on Fakeologist was after the Bataclan schmuzzle.
Yeah. We did have some talk show gatherings around that, and it was kind of a big event too. It's like... I don't remember how many they claim died in the end, but it's like it wasn't 100. So it's like they're pumping up the numbers now all over the place.
Oh.
Like it's not enough that
it's ancient history now.
Yeah,
ancient history. It's just like everything else. It just goes into the memory hole and rarely will it be referenced again.
Exactly. Disengage, we turn the page ab.
Absolutely. Did you hear that song before? Have you ever heard that song before, Rolls?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I like Rush.
Oh, you've heard that song, though? Okay, that's cool. Oh, great song.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I've got Hold Your Fire here on CD somewhere out the back.
Definitely one of the best songs or best albums ever for me. But we're not playing music tonight because
No. I'm gonna come in and.
But it is like enjoyable to break up the conversation with a little bit of music. Is there any one you've listened to today about Orlando that you think I should play? Play the facility for another few minutes.
No. I looked at the Russian Biz one that you posted, and then there was that other one, Orange something, posted, and that. I mean, it's so enough many. For me. I already.
Yeah, you can only take so much, can't you?
Plus, we had a big night last night, and I was a bit tuckered out.
Yeah, but I know you consume this stuff directly from the CNN source. It must be difficult. Stomach all this, knowing what you know.
Of course. Do you think I yell at the TV and I yell at the radio?
Yeah.
I wear myself out. I'm a bit emotional. I think Unreal, maybe I should take Unreal's advice and sort of
turn it on. Turn it off.
Well, I do. You guys have done a great job today. It was nice to hear Uninstall back and think some.
Well, I don't have much else to say. I'm gonna call it an evening. I've probably done too much nattering on tonight, but I wanted to get this out there, and I'll leave the audio chat's always open. Anyone who wants to come and leave a few.
All right, well, thanks for inviting me in, Ab. I'll let you and Unreal close out, but. So Sunday Eastern, I'll be back here, and hopefully you can join me so I don't have to talk online.
Well, 7 p.m. Eastern is 5 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time in North America, and it's 10 a.m. Sunday morning in the U.K., so it'd be better for U.K. people. I don't think you'll find too many North Americans besides me up. But that's the time zone.
Well, I'll look into this Orlando thing, and I'll rip a bit of audio and
Oh yeah, please do. Yeah,
do a bit play of that and see what's going on during the week. Yeah, thanks, Ab. Cheers.
Hopefully, we won't have to put up with too much more of this Orlando stuff. But it's gonna last all week. There's no doubt in my mind.
Unless it gets overshadowed by something happening during the European football tournament here. So,
which really has no traction over here. No one even knows about it here.
Oh, that's good.
It's really there's really a difference between Europe and America, and they really need their own psyops.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about it. We don't care about the Bataclan in the same way we would care about something here. And it's just so regional.
Yeah.
This stuff.
Yeah, it is. And they use the same, you know, modus operandi all over the place.
An exact copy.
Yeah.
Why bother? Why change something working and works?
Yeah, it's working and it's...
Tried and true.
I don't know, it's like, it is, picking up, as I said, it's like, it feels like they are more comfortable about bringing out more deaths now. It's like, they're ramping up the numbers. The shooters are getting better, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They're honing their technique.
Yeah, that's
I don't think it has anything to do with gun laws or whatever people want to speculate.
Yeah, about. I know. It's a bit of a side story. All right, well, I'm going to sign out now. Thanks for joining me, Rolls and Unreal.
Yeah, and just for information, I don't see any thing happening on Hoaxbusters call as I see the talk show page.
Oh.
So unfortunately, yeah. I don't think Chris is on tonight. So I hope he will be on soon.
I'm looking at his website. He usually puts a little update, and there's nothing. There's nothing. Usually he says if he's coming in or not.
Maybe he's... taking some time to gather up more information to educate us on the events later in the week, I hope.
Yeah, well, I guess it's a coincidence then that I came on because that's it was more my time.
The conspiracy.
Yeah, exactly. No, I wanted to come on earlier because I'm not normally on earlier, and I can't. It's too late for me to join his call. So, yeah, nice chatting with everybody, and thanks for listening on the live stream, everyone, on Fakeologist Radio 3. And anyone who wants to come back in, come on back in and do more research. Dump it into the audio stream. All right.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. Au revoir.
Au revoir.
Hi, I'm Shay from Ireland. I would like to recommend Fakeologist.com for all your truths.